Blog Talk Radio.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. Long come young. You run this motherfucking shit.
Call getting got. It doesn't take much to get you, does it?
Well, when you're getting got and somebody done got you and you go get them, when you get them, everybody gonna get got.
Yeah, but if you're getting somebody that you say got you when they didn't get you to begin with, then you're getting the gotters when they didn't do anything to you.
Yeah,
to
but
get
if
you.
The gotter get me, I'm gonna get my Glock.
Hi, this is Mitch Henry, introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it. At IndieHeat.com, you're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, straight drop. Brought to you by Trap for Hollow Kickstarter. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
and Baby Juice Man,
Kai, Jack Moon, 5020 Gimp, Sick as a Dane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. I'm getting to the paper. Believe it.
Like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy, mixed up fingernails. Let me see if you can bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me. But what kind of head game comes with what I
return with a show that's more fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and providing healing for your soul. It's the all-new Donna Colleone Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on WGNSG3.
Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care. You down? I excel. They all fail. Gonna cut them double. Full of
lean in a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack, throw the whack, throw the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation set by the nation. Racial game causes pain, he's a new rep. In your heart and mind, never forget who's set. Hawkins, and when you're walking, you don't just one. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat. A holy fever goes off, yo, smash it and trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And for the people, sing it. On the big man, can he come out? Can he come out and slam a jam? I'm his number one fan, yes I am. All these kids realize that I'm the man. 6'3" and maybe a quarter of an inch bigger than last year, but still a unique figure. Rob Stringer, Doc, no Dinky, and Hot Dog know that I'm a man that was born to have a mic on next to me at all times, ready to kick a rhyme that'll keep me out of financial bind. That's why when it comes to fans, I'm never mean. Kids on St. James between Gates and Green always says hello, cause I'm a modest fellow. Never try to play a superstar that's hollow, cause if these kids don't go buy our records, we'll be has-beens and plus naked. So we owe them, so pull out your pen, sign an autograph, you might make a new friend. So just get your boys to bring the noise and just swing it. And party people in the house sing it. Howie G, good looking G. Swing a hot dog, Doc, no, but F, love a dinky. Fish and chips with the hippie hips. Before the tune ends, give me some lips. Sanity Crystal, my niece, and Lady Kazam, my homegirl, peace. And leave the guns and have fun. Out. And oh, yeah, sing. To 1990, Chub Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the Crip Plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubbs on the map, cause authority, seniority goes forth me. My staff gives autograph, plus gives enough laughs. Read my might, heed my sight. I definitely lead you right, just treat me right. Peace.
Radio, and I'm Don DeColeon, baby. I gotta give a special shout out to Mr. Somebody in the chat room. Yeah, how you doing today, baby?
Party people, party people, say yo, get focused. Don't sign it for, say yo, get focused. Don't do you later, say yo, get focused. Yeah, just hit me. Just hit the phone and hit the phone. Just get on down.
Gotta rock it, don't stop. and tell us everything that happened. Anything you can remember.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror. And that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sundays on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
I think you're a hater. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas on your bitch.
Hey, this your girl Nefertiti, your sports connoisseur. Join me, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Friday night on Surviving the Game, right here on WGAG Radio.
Well, we start this game off with a handout. Oh, and then a back cut by Bradshaw of the Giants. It's a really nice cut back there. He started up the left side and then bounced it back to the right. That was a nice cut back.
Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gas.
Oh, here it is, people. Here it is. Oh, and it was almost caught on the rebound, and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 2012 champions.
Nefertiti, Surviving the Game every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
Bitches is my sons, and I'ma go and get some bips for 'em. A couple formulas, little pretty lids on 'em. If I had a dick, I would pull it out and piss on 'em. Let me shake it off. I just signed a couple deals, I might break you off. And we ain't making up, I don't need a mediator. Just let them bums blow steam. Radiator.
That was an earthquake,
bitch.
You felt the ground shake, right?
Stone is flawless. F1. I keep shooters up top in the F1. A lot of bad bitches begging me to F1. But I'ma eat them rat bitches when the chef come. Throw some fresh ones. More talent in my motherfucking left thumb. She ain't a Nicki fan, then the bitch deaf dumb. You ain't my son, you my motherfucking stepson.
I don't know what that way look like. Bitch, I can't even spell myself.
All these bitches is my sons, and I ain't talking about Phoenix. Bitch, I get money, so I do's what I pleases. I live where the motherfucking pools and the trees is. Broke bitch is so crusty.
Disgust me.
Gator bitch a ride, got the continental dusty. Trust me, I keep a couple hundred in the duffy. Couple wet wipes, case a bum try to touch me. Ew. I'm the Terminator. Bitch talk slick, I'ma have to terminate her. These little nappy headed hoes need a Perminator. You my seed, I spray you with the Germinator. Move back, bug. Matter of fact, you know the queen could use a back rub. If you could turn back time, share. You used to be here, now you're gone, near.
You nappy headed son of bitches.
You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Donna Coleon Show, Block Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Or GeorgiaGaga.com.
WGAG Radio.
When this shit dropped, I was like 16, trying to get some heads from a mix thing. Big dreams, say goodbye to Rip James, nigga got a job, had my little wife, worst fear was getting robbed for my last $50 that I had left over. $5 and they popped a nigga in his left shoulder. Minimum wage, 5-15, 13's on the whip, kept my shit clean. Actually, that was my mama shit, but I'm driving around town on my Obama shit. Middle class, my ass, just to get a tank of gas, had to run the guns up the street and pawn the shit, but... yeah, I'm headed for a scholarship. Little scrap game, but I got a lot of lip. That's why them niggas don't like me and always want to fight me. A dumb nigga, hate a smart mouth, most likely. I know the game, I'm an expert, nigga. How you gonna jump me if my legs work, nigga? I'm gone. Showed up at a crib, trombone, and I ain't fucked yet, cause my mama always home. God damn, Lord have mercy. Please, God, don't let this little broad have herpes. My nigga say she fast like Jackie, join a curse. Gold medals if we gave hoes medals. No rose petals on a bed in the ghettos. Spider-Man sheets got a thing of falsettos. Tall white tees, can't believe we used to wear those. White folks looking at us like we widows, but we was only kiddos. Grabbing titties in the club, pocket full of skiddo. Trying to get the kitty was like trying to solve a riddle. Trying to get the ditty cause I murder instrumentals. It's that good old fashioned Mark Jackson. Fucked and I pass, y'all Utah Jazz in your barn. I don't play, nigga, I'm Mark Mattson. That's why am I not sick like a fucking Kardashian. I'm not asking, my nigga, I don't need favors. I'm in the streets with the fiends, I done seen danger. My team major, we party like teenagers. I'm in the Green Range, nigga, I'm the Green Range. Team major, we party like teenagers. I'm in the Green Range, nigga, I'm the Green Range. Come
yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even like this beat, but fuck it, I'm only spit like a few bucks and I don't like this beat. Bitch, I'm not old news, I'm more like gold shoes. She eat my whole dick, she like Whole Foods. They say I'm old school, but I dropped out. Drop your body off at a cop's house. They throwing up them bricks, you better box out. My niggas got enough white to build a rock house. I got my drawers on, Sam Rothstein, 44 on my waist, Rick Ross jeans. I've been faded, Stonewash jeans. New pussy, new money, new Arlene's. 50 up in that Uzi, G-Unit. I murk you with that bitch, scratch the serial number, reuse it. I'm from the N-O, stretch niggas out like limos. That Uzi goes zit. That's pimples. I'm about to go banana pudding. You a dyke cause your man a pussy. Hit you from the blind side, no Sandra Bullock. Never bite the hand that feeds you, always watch the hand that's cooking. Yeah, man. D4, hope. Shout out Cole, you already know what it is. Cole World, Wayne's World, me and this bitch, ho. Special delivery at your front door. Red Bow, Fiat.
This is Queen Vita from Memphis 10, and you are listening to WGAG Radio. And you know ain't nobody fucking with my clique.
What of the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from, but if you got money, fuck it, cause I want some.
B.I.G. Fuckin' with me.
God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the, baby, I oh God. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with, huh, fuck I'm saying. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the fucking villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. No man, ain't gotta be a young player from the D that's killing everything that he's fucking with. No.
Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Click, pick them up. Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. Nigga, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing fucking with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the shit. At least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Nigga down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, me the supreme team. And all our eyes winning only means okay. One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people, get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a new cruise presence. Tebo swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis, but I just wanna design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israelian, like Bar Raphael or Giselle. No, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. I asked you, look at my life. I guess he's talking back, fucking with my click.
Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty gun.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty gun.
No.
When I die, bury me
I got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest, breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo.
Extendo
roll.
Extendo roll.
Where your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the trumpeton. See, I done had more bones than Pakistan.
Birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching. We and Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
They ask me what I do and who I do it with,
wow.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Bad, bad contest. You in first place. You in first place.
Archangels, and you're listening to WGAG Radio.
Hey, turn the music up. It sounds like I'm loud as fuck, and the music not. I don't like that.
I am sipping on that lean. Don't bring me no bottles, ho. I make it rain so hard. Flowers grow, holly grow. Four baby mamas. No baby mama drama, bad bitch at home sleep. I go home and sleep behind her, Shout out to my weed man, shout out to my lean man. Sitting on these motherfucking millions like a beanbag. Fuck you, don't judge me.
drug me, then love me. Eat me some pussy when I got the munchies. I'm tripping, tell Pippin to be me. Up Scotty, got pounds up. That kush watch me go on a diet. That's no lie, I'm so high. You pussy ass niggas, Massengill. I got them yellows in it. I slipped on a banana peel. Truck fit t-shirt, blunt dipped in syrup. Pass that weed around like some fucking hors d'oeuvres. Man, I'm shit facing your bitch facing. She high too. Fucking right, my number one F-A-N. You know what that mean? Fuck all night. Yeah. I'ma let that breathe. Let that breathe. Nigga, I fucked that bitch that switch her, and she sent me naked pictures. If I was you, I wouldn't kiss her. You know why? You know why? Yeah. Not all my bad bitches say word. You ain't never chopped no nigga. You ain't never sweat no nigga. Yeah, you don't want none of these niggas. Bitch, I ain't none of these niggas. Hope I be doing my own thing. Red bone with a tongue ring. We get home and she go straight for that head. Gun range. Fuck your feelings, I'm feeling me. You want real, that's real as me. Mask on, trick or treat. My sign say, dick for free. All my homies ride or die. All my bitches ride or die. I look her pussy eye to eye. Then suck that motherfucker dry. Yes, Lord. Yeah. And she say, yes, Lord. Yeah. Dedication for her.
Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say, what they gonna say? Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitches like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, oh, let's go get it down. The sound, oh, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3? Leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give
I'm on the floor.
Nefertiti, a survivor in the game, Friday night on WGAG Radio.
Wanna play, man, watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in.
down. Frank, stand up. Frank, pass out. Frank, wake up. Frank, fade it. Frank, fade it.
Frank. Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
Nigga, why you babysitting? Only 2 or 3 shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Four.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank. Frank.
What up, this Young Mayhem, and you tune in to WGAG Radio.
Yeah, you already know who this is.
This ain't on.
This ain't on.
It's hip hop.
It's hip hop.
Yeah. Okay. Look.
Gotta live like it's time, move real quick. Burning all you haters, tell me lifestyle's big. If rap is a movement, I'ma move it. And I'ma stay wealthy while you trying to get rich. See, I'm sticking to my word, I ain't talking no glue. Chicks wanna kick it something like a soccer shoe. Sitting on the sky, but I never feel blue. And the ones that hold me back are the ones that I knew. And if you got beef, boy, you need to squash that. I heard you talk a lot. Now I run and tell that. Y'all niggas pity. Your bitches Hello Kitty. I love to spit rhymes and them verses, I got plenty. All about that math, so you know I get them dividends. Sleeping in the big crib, nigga, what you living in? Mayhem got the ball, you ain't learned dribbling. Say you moving on the map, but really you just pivoting. Get it. Get it. Get it. They telling me I need to go, go, get it, get it, get it. They telling me I need to go, go, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Sit back and write another rhyme. These haters tick-tocking, so I had to kill time. Your girl give me brains, so I'm stuck on her mind. In full speed, racing to the finish line. You say you on a boat, no wonder you a sellout. I'm living life free, ain't waiting on no bailout. Nigga, I'm smooth, now who's smoother? Marching in like Martin Luther. My whole team guards, now you know we some shooters. My girl got a fat check, chill real quick. Money like D-Wade, I got euros, and it's only one of me, there's no plural. Let the nines cross over and I ain't talking rendo. Make my money fast, yup, quick, yup, pronto. Once you get hit with my combo, you done so. And everything loud in the booth,
blunt smoking. I don't follow any crowd, cause you know I lead it. And I am music, cause you know I bleed it. Life is a chess game and I ain't talking Cleveland. And I keep looking for a girl that's conceited. They telling me to go, get it.
All Eyes on Egypt presents the Holy Tablet, backed by popular demand. Written and transcribed by Dr. Malachi Zodok Yoel, the receiver. This is the scripture that is divinely inspired that will bring about a long overdue change. Like the phoenix bird rising up out of its ashes. Up, you mighty people, come forth like Lazarus from the tomb. This tablet is food to feed the hunger and to nourish the soul, to give it strength. Rise up, stand up, be counted amongst the people of this world. Be the first to get your copy of the Holy Tablets while supplies last. At All Eyes on Egypt, Monticello, Georgia, 706-468-2319.
The Don Nicolion After Party, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PowTalk.com. All you need is a microphone, a headset. You can use your Android phone or your iPhone. You can download the app back. The internet for the Don Nicolion After Party. You mean I can get down like that? I can download the app for PowTalk? That's right. You can join us via Georgia Gossip, Facebook. It all goes down here. Controversy in the room. Oh, my God. Did we talk about a lot of shit here? Let me tell you something. Come on down to the Don Nicolion After Party and check us out where we sit in and have mad debates. It is the lot. Hottest chat room where controversy goes down. If there's a conversation, it goes down at the Don Nicolion After Party. So join us via Facebook and Georgia Gossip. Come on down and do what you do while we do what we do. Sit on our couch. Check us out at PowerTalk.com. Don Nicolion After Party. We'll be looking for you.
Don't mind, but what do you mean? I
Underground is the first ever on Blog Talk Radio to podcast underground artists like you. Her motto is the world has to know who you are. She can bring that which is underground to the surface, to the world. You might as well call her the world promoter. She not only spin your record on her show, she can have your song played on frequent rotations in over 500,000 syndicated, unsyndicated radio podcast broadcast stations throughout the world. They don't call her done for nothing. To have your record played on constant rotation, email radio.promotemysong@gmail.com.
Advertise with WGAG Radio. We're here for your advertising needs. Email wgag.advertise@gmail.com. The best way to advertise. WGAG Radio.
Follow Dr. Cody on Facebook and Twitter. Or join our social network on the World Wide Web.
The Don DeColeon Show, no worries, you can download or listen to past episodes of Don DeColeon Archive on blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio.
Knowledge done master this motherfucker. Come up to my level.
Stank, and materialistic ass. Common desire, stank, ugly ass. Vibrate low on a different level ass, bitch. You can't touch this shit, bitch. The best bitch doing it. That's right. The best bitch doing it for the Kathy you. Put your hands together for the woman of the hour. Don DeColeon!
Baby, this is October the 30th, baby. The Don DeColeon Show on WGAG Radio. Please believe it. We podcast this thing 12 noon Eastern Standard Time right here, baby. Real nigga radio. All right. What's good? with you, Miss Jackson. How you feeling today? Hope all is well. Hope everybody is staying wrapped up and bundled up. Those that do not have electricity, that listens to the Don Nicolion Show, I now say, let there be light. Yeah. God damn it. Woo. I haven't seen Calvin. Is Calvin okay? Damn, I'm so concerned about everybody that's up there. Like, seriously. Like, damn, my whole Calvin, okay, everybody's okay. Serious, man, y'all do not deserve to be going through this shit, okay? Okay, good. Sakim says he's good. Oh, look at Just Love. Oh, Don. I know, because it's kind of real fucked up, right, Just Love? Because I literally been listening to the weather news all day yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And this morning, like, I've been on that weather news. It's kind of fucked up because I'm like, yeah, take them motherfuckers out. Destroy New York. Take that shit. Flood that bitch. Make that bitch head, that fucking Statue of Liberty bitch head, fly down the motherfucking highway and shit. Just swim on that. I mean, I'm really, like, wishing some shit. I'm like, give me a bitch. That's the only one I want, man. Like, seriously, then I thought about it. Well, damn, you know how many motherfuckers gonna get fucked up because I want this bitch drowned? I want that whole head. You ain't lying. I can't stand the Statue of Liberty. I hate that bitch. I fucking hate her. You know what I'm saying? But I was thinking about that shit like, damn, it is motherfuckers that I really do like in certain goddamn cities right now. They said it was some hard shit, man. She in chains? What you mean, Humble? They said, I got word, you know what I'm saying? I was listening to the Weather Channel. They was like, the bitch torch done blew out. I was like, yes. Blow that bitch fire out. Yes. What you mean? On her feet. She got chains on her feet? Ugh, I hate that bitch. I fucking hate her. I can't stand her. Y'all know I was supposed to have been in New York yesterday. Actually, I was supposed to arrive in New York on Sunday. Or Monday morning, I was supposed to have been there. I'm so glad I didn't do it. I'm so fucking glad. Yeah, you know, Doc even asked me that shit. Doc was like, did you pay for it? I said, hell no. Shit, I went in, honey, to the future. I laid the rest. You know what I'm saying? I did my little, you know what I'm saying, my little revelation. Show me the things that would shortly come to pass in regards to that. And it didn't look good. And all I just kept hearing was, just your luck. All hell will break loose when you get there. And you know I hate New York, so that's just how the shit was. Just my luck. All hell will break loose when I get there. And I'm so glad I fucking took heed because I fucking hate New York. I hate it. There's nothing I like about that place. But anyway, but I do hope that everybody is doing well and safe. And so, Sakim, you good, right? Because I know Mother Nature don't really fuck with the niggas. You know what I'm saying? That just be the government with their heart project. They love to steer that shit y'all way. They love that shit. Yeah. Yeah, I know. So, but it's a blessing to see you in the after party, man. As a matter of fact, it's a blessing to see as many of you motherfuckers today, man. It's a blessing. Always an honor and a pleasure, man. Special shout out to everybody in the after party, all the guests tuning in. Just Love, Humble One is in the building. I beat it, I am in the building, baby. Mr. D of Miss Black, Nefertiti surviving the game. Oshun goes, Psychonauts, Labyrinth 9. My brother Ty Hotep is in the building. Sunshine the Alchemist, Star Dancer Supreme. How you feeling today? One and only Teflon Don, my fairy godmother, Tao 1960, Get Real is in the building. And you already know what it is. Ain't nobody fucking with my clique. The one and only Vita, Queen Vita in beast mode today. I got to give a special shout out to everybody in the after party. Well dressed, Miss Jackson, Cleopatra Jones, O Face Nation. Hey, O Face. I'm really watching your words now, O-Face. I just got to tell you that, man, because some of the shit you be speaking is very profound. I just have to tell you that. And it's an honor to have you amongst me. Very profound people. I just have to put that on record. You know what I'm saying? They type crazy. They sound crazy. But it takes a crazy motherfucker to understand where the fuck they going. But I appreciate love you, O-Face. You challenged me, in a sense. And I did it. I took the Pepsi challenge, my nigga. Let me give a special shout-out to my boy Mushmouth, Nefertiti, Big Money Mike is in the house, Wing Chong, Self-Guided, Ja Elohim. Yeah, baby. Yeah, you mad at the Photoshop pic they got out there? So it's not real about the storm? That's a Photoshop pic? I fucking love it. Shit, I took it and ran with it. I fucking blew it up. I took that shit to Kinko's, my nigga, and put that shit on my wall. Like, I put that shit on my wall, baby. I was like, fuck yes. God damn it, I did. I went to Kinko's, blew that bitch up. Them shit's a Photoshop. I don't give a fuck. I blew that bitch up and put it on an altar and lit black candles on that shit, motherfucker. Like, stop. Like, the scuba diver, I heard about it. In the subway, yeah. Mm. Well, I didn't see that one. I did, Humble. Just to be, you know, just to be honest with y'all motherfuckers. Like, I want that shit to go under. And I'm sorry because y'all motherfuckers live out there and shit, but I just fucking want that shit to just drown in the fucking sea. I can't stand it. Ugh. Lord, honey, if I had to believe in God, honey, I just wish God was real. You know, I ain't bullshit. If I had one wish, I would wish God was real. Like, not the God of the Bible, just the God that's the God. You know what I'm talking about? I don't wish that motherfucker of the Bible was real, but I'm just saying, if I had one wish, I would certainly wish that, nah, fuck it, fuck God. I would wish that the Anunnakis is real, like the disagreeable ones. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, fuck it, let me go back. I would wish that, okay, now let me get my wish together, then I'll figure that shit out. Damn, that's why niggas don't really get wishes. They fucking can't goddamn get it right. They can't get it right. If I had one wish, real talk, man, I wish that one of them motherfuckers was real on the behalf of the earthlings on this planet. Like, seriously, motherfuckers like, God damn. If I just had one wish, it'll be just destroy their asses. But it's fucked up, so I got to put all the work on myself. Because Mother Nature, like I said, she's being controlled now, so that really sucks. This is a crock of shit. They don't figure out a way how to tap and control her ass like they did. I knew it was coming, because if they could get all the women under their spell, surely they can get the biggest, the greatest, the most powerful woman in control. They could control her. Yeah, I keep telling y'all women, stop letting these motherfuckers control you. Make it bad for all the female inhabitants on the planet. See what happens? Y'all got to break that. Y'all got to stop letting these motherfuckers control y'all, especially women. Because this is the only way we'll get the planet back, goddammit. You, Humble, all y'all motherfuckers, every last one. Yeah, every last one of you motherfuckers. I mean, shit, even a one-month-old baby boy should not be trying to control his mama. Like, like, all the male species, shit. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Hell yeah, nature pimping. Motherfuckers pimping the shit out of nature because they figured out how to control and rule over women. I knew nature was coming. That's why that nigga said Mother Nature's on birth control. Remember that nigga said that shit? Sakim, Outkast? Nigga was like, Mother Nature's on birth control and shit. I don't know why. Y'all, she's smart. Some of you hoes a little bit slow, stupid. God damn it. She was like, that's enough of that. And you know what? It might make sense because that's probably why they genetically modifying food, because this bitch said, nope, I ain't reaping you nothing, motherfuckers. Fuck y'all. I ain't growing shit. Everything you think about is going to fucking fail if you depending on me, you son of a bitches. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Don got a little dilemma, man. I need some help. Gotta get on the couch. I need some advice. I need some therapy right now. For real. I need some help. You know what I'm talking about? I'm fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I need some help. I wonder, should I share it with y'all so y'all can help a player like myself? Or should I just wish there was a God and go to God and just give it to God? Like, girl, get to God. Pray about it. God will take care of it. It ain't that deep, but it's deep enough. I had no idea that, I mean, I'm going to try to get it out then, Sunshine. I'm going to try to get it out. Yeah, man, I'm on the couch. Yeah, roll a blunt. Yeah, go get you a blunt. How long is it going to take you to roll that blunt? Because I go to commercial, I talk about something else I can, but I just don't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? It's like I feel like crying, too, because I didn't know how deep this shit really was, you know? You really don't plan on, you don't plan to hurt your babies. You know what I'm saying? You just, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I plan on hurting my children. You know what I'm saying? It's not like today I plan on hurting my children. That's not it. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know that the other day, you know what I'm saying, that Tierra was real hurt. I think it was maybe Friday. She was really hurt. She was so hurt that this bitch gonna call my mama. Now, I mean, in one instance, I'm like, I should have fucked this bitch up for calling my mama on me. You know what I'm talking about? Little motherfucker, how you gonna call my mama on me? You know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck you gonna do that shit, bitch? I should kick your ass for calling my mama. You know what I'm talking about? And then in another sense, I'm like, damn, like, as a mother, you know, like, you don't plan on, you really don't, I know my words are sharp, you know what I'm saying, but I would have expected her by now to not be so fucking emotional over the things I say. I would have expected her to understand what I'm saying, but I understand, like, wait, let me get it together. Maybe I can perform therapy on my black ass, on my own self. Okay, I would have known, actually, let's do it again. Wait, let me try to figure this shit out, and then somebody come help a player like myself. Okay, I wasn't paying attention that she got emotional. You know what I'm saying? But now it makes sense when people get defensive. They get, that's a sign of emotion, right? They're getting emotional when they get defensive, and I didn't catch that shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't catch that the people that get defensive get emotional, so I didn't catch it. So, of course, once a person gets defensive, they get emotional, there is nothing that you can say that can, for them to understand what you're saying, because they're already is emotional, and they're already defensive. So you can't, you know what I'm saying? So you can't even strive to give them truth, knowledge, wisdom, or understanding. You can't really give them shit because you done already said some shit that done pissed them the fuck off. And that's what happened. You know what I'm saying? In my case, okay? So I get a call from my mother. This was couple of days ago, yesterday or the day before, right? And she was like, I'm calling because I want to cuss your little bitch ass out. Okay? And then I say, okay, go ahead. She said, no, I'm really scared to cuss your bitch ass out because I already know I can't talk to your fucking psychotic ass. Like, my mom's like, I can't even fucking talk to your crazy ass bitch, because you gonna motherfucker. I just realized you can't talk to a motherfucker that's far gone. And I said, okay, then fine, cool. Then don't tell me shit. Don't come to me with nothing. That's fine then. So we hang up. So today I thought about it, and I called her, my mother, and I said, what is it? Oh, when I called her, you know the first thing she was like? I love my mama. And she has a motherfucker with her. She answered the phone and was like, hey, what's up, bitch? Like, I was like, nothing much, mama. How you doing? Like, and so I said, Mom, what was it that you wanted to tell me about or cuss me out about? And she was like, it really wasn't nothing. It was something, but it really wasn't, you know, boo, boo, boo. And I just knew what it was. I said, it's about Tierra, right? And she said, yeah, she said, Tierra called me crying, saying that she's trying her best. She's trying her best to make you proud. And nothing that she does it suffices you. Nothing that she do. She's trying to do everything to make you happy, and you just ain't. You just got something to say about every fucking thing she do. And she said she called her crying. She was real upset. She had a lot of people around her, and she just couldn't. So, you know, that's just what it is. Well, no, it's not about the club, Sunshine. It's about every fucking thing. Everything. You know what I'm saying? It's about everything, you know, like, it's about everything. I could have sworn I thought I nipped that shit in the fucking bud when the bitch was 13. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought I nipped that shit. Yeah, it boiled to the surface again. But I thought I nipped that shit. Now, like, fuck. I thought I nipped it. I could have sworn I told that bitch, don't go your life trying to make me proud, right? Because you're going to find yourself depressed and pissed the fuck off. Go your life being proud of the things that you do for you. Don't try to motherfucking think that you getting into things and you doing shit just to make me happy, bitch, because nobody on this planet can make me happy. I'm an unhappy motherfucking cunt. God damn it. Like, I'm an unhappy cunt, bitch. Like, how you gonna, that ain't gonna work. God damn it. Fuck. Shit. Like, damn. Leave me the fuck alone. Do it for you. So I'm just like, damn. I could have sworn she get it. Yeah, that's a strong word, ain't it? I know. You know, most non-humans aren't happy here. Yeah, like, So I'm just really fucked up now. You know what I'm saying? Because I just talked to my mom and shit about Tierra. I'm just like, damn. You know what I'm saying? She called me yesterday, and she was like, should I change my major? You know, that bitch called me talking about, should she change her major? And I went the fuck off on her for that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make her hate you. I don't give a fuck. Good. Shit. You think I give a fuck? Humble about that? Think about it. Do you honestly think I give a fuck if my children hate me? I don't give a damn. I hated my mama. A lot of us hated our parents and probably still do. I don't give a fuck. If, you know, like, that ain't, I ain't wide. I'm sorry. I ain't wide. I'm not trying to figure out how can somebody that came out of my pussy or coming in my pussy love me. Sorry, boo. I'm not caught up in romantic shit. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I'm trying to get off this rock. Fuck you lovers. Like, I ain't trying to spend my life trying to make a motherfucker love me. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't trying to do that shit. But I do want to make sure that this bitch overstand, like, damn. Fuck, bitch, you supposed to get over this shit. Like, I really want to just slap the shit out of her and tell her, you need to get over. Man, I could have sworn we passed this shit. You know what I'm saying? I could have sworn we passed it. She's going to fail. Tierra's going to fucking fail if she thinks that she's in college for me. Or that she's doing this shit for me. She's going to fucking fail. Her whole life going to be fucking miserable. And then she's still going to hate me for it, humble. She's going to say, I did all this shit for you, bitch. And that's not what I wanted to do. And I keep telling her, do what the fuck you want to do for you, broad. God damn it. Because when it come to me, bitch, I'm selfish. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do for me. You know what I'm saying? Don't go your whole knees. She's still going to blame me. Like, my thing is this, I don't want to blame. You can hate me, but don't blame me. You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking blame me. I prefer you to hate me, but you better not blame me. You know what I'm saying? That's my shit. You can hate me all day. I love for you to hate me, but you better not fucking blame me for your actions, your fucking choices, your goddamn decisions, your happiness and your fucking sorrows, your victories and your fucking defeats, your setbacks, your triumphs. You better not fucking blame me for a goddamn thing, because I ain't did shit to you. I ain't did it. So, yeah, I be sovereign. Absolutely. Then she gonna call my mama on my black ass. I'm gonna whoop her ass for that shit. How you gonna call my mama, man? Fuck is that shit? This is like, you gonna call my mama? You already know my mama don't like me. You already know my mama don't like me. Like, come on. Okay. So, there you have it. Uh-oh. I think I got my other fairy godmother on the line. Come on in. Fireliners, can I get a mic check?
Peace, Dawn.
Hey, Fireliners. How you doing? It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. I'm just sitting here just cracking up. You know I am. I hope all of us sisters who have children, especially girls who are over, who are around Tiara's age, call in and we'll help you through this. We'll walk you through it, Dawn.
Am I wrong to say she need the fucking help? I don't need no goddamn help. Am I wrong for that?
I don't know if you're wrong, but I'm just going to say to you that you have about 5 more years of that, so buckle up.
What do you mean 5 more years of what?
You've got about 5 more years of thank you so much for everything you did, and then 15 minutes later, you ain't done shit. You never did shit. You ain't.
Well, now, Tiara, don't say that to me. She's more like, I just don't appreciate the shit she do. I'm not proud of her. Now, Sanana does that shit that you just said. Bitch, you ain't did shit for me. I mean, when me and Sanana get into it, that bitch be like, bitch, I even learned how to tie my own shoes, bitch. That's Sanana. Bitch, you ain't teach me nothing. Sanana like, I taught myself, bitch. Where was you?
Come on now. You know that she's not going to even be able to have a straight thinking mind for another 5 or 6 years. Come on now, Dawn.
You're talking about Tiara?
All of them. I'm talking about all of them. Until
I want to divorce my children.
25 or 26, they just like a fish out of water. They floundering. One minute they one way, the next minute they another way. One minute they love you, the next minute you caused all their problems and you're the bane of their life. Because it was you. It was your decisions. I didn't even want to do that, but I did it for you.
Exactly. She asked me, should she change her major? Did your daughter ever ask you that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What did you say?
What do you want to do? I throw it all back in your lap. What do you want to do? It's your life. What do you want to do?
Yeah. I said the same shit. That's what I said to her last night.
Because whatever you say is going to be wrong. Because if it don't work out, then it was your decision. You made her do it.
That's what I told her. I said, bitch, you ain't going to blame me. If I say change your major, bitch, you do it, you're going to blame me. If I say keep that shit, you're going to blame me. That's what I told her. I said, fuck that shit. Do what the fuck you want to do, bro. And leave me the fuck alone. I'm trying to live my life. I'm trying to fucking get my shit together, bitch. How the fuck will I be trying to answer for you? Okay. Yeah, Just Love said, is she seeking my approval? Yeah. See, Sananda, whatever her name is, Tiara see me as, you know, I'm the greatest thing that ever came into her life. That's Tiara. And, you know, it's good that I got one of my children to see me as almighty God. So Tiara just admires the shit out of me. So that's why she's trying so fucking hard to please me. Now, the other children's like, fuck you, bitch. You's nothing. You ain't shit. But this is the hardest one right here. Because she's trying to please me, and she wants me to say, very well, child. You should have some pie. Oh, that is so great. I'm so proud of you. She wants me to be all like that for her fucking ass.
You're just mad because she called your mama, that's all.
No, I'm not mad because she called my mom.
No?
No, I'm not mad because she called my mom. I'm not mad at all. I just thought that we nipped this shit in the bud. Yeah, I thought we nipped this in the bud about, you know, me being proud of her. I thought it was nipped, like, when she was 13, 14, 15, like, you know what I'm talking about? I thought I nipped that shit, like, because for my mom to say she was crying, saying that she tried her best to please me, and it never sufficed me. She tried her best to make me proud, and I always got some negative shit to say after that. So that's where I thought I nipped that shit in the bud. I thought we nipped it in the bud, like we, her and I thought that she was able to overstand the shit that I said.
At 13?
14 or 15, one of them. I can't remember when her and I was driving. I was driving, she was on the passenger side, and she said it. She said the same shit to me she said to my mom yesterday. You know, I try to make you proud. Everything I do, you always got something to say. And that was that day. I'll never forget that scene. I was driving. She was on the passenger side. I said, Tierra, don't do it. Don't. If you think that you are doing this shit to make me proud, you're going to always lose. You're going to always be fucking hurt. You're going to hurt yourself trying to make me proud. You're supposed to do the things that you want to do for you. Not for me. I thought we had, that's what I had. I thought I nipped it in the bud.
Okay, well, Don, you have to have that conversation repeatedly.
Oh, do I have to repeat my fucking self?
Yeah, you really do, because
that's a crock of shit.
She really, they're not going to feel that until they're actually in their life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They're not in their life. They're still not in their life at that age. They're still doing what people expect for them to do. They're not making these monumental decisions on their own.
Okay. Why the shit just can't click in her little motherfucking ass?
Because she's not you. She's not living your experience. She's not. She didn't come up like you. She didn't have to make those decisions at 15, 16, 17.
Oh, yeah. We came from two different backgrounds. Damn,
exactly.
Ain't that a bitch?
Exactly. She came from the parental guidance background. She did not have to go out and make a way for herself. She hasn't experienced that yet.
Yeah, you're right. Ain't that a bitch? Y'all got children. Kick them out the house now so that way you won't be fucking with them later.
Yeah, because we think we're doing the right thing. You know, we think we're doing the right thing. And really what we're doing is hampering them in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything gets pushed back, and they're running around telling us they grown, but they ain't doing shit grown.
Jael talking about I should have stayed in the project. Jael said I should have stayed in the project and shit. She would have had a different mentality, wouldn't she? Lord Jesus, I would have raised a hood rat then, like myself. Come on in, B. Can I get a mic check?
Hey, Don. You got me?
Hey, yes, B. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I look at that situation, and I look at mine, too, and I feel like I hampered mine for a long time, my son. And now that he's, you know, got put out for that last time, I felt like I was controlling him, but I still feel in the way that it was for the better, because everything I wanted for him was the best, and wanted to break cycles from previous, you know, previous backgrounds from my parents and on before that. Now, I question, because now he's on Facebook and taking pictures smoking weed. So it's like, what do you do?
Fire Linus. Linus, come on in with this one.
you took your hands off of him, you know, and I said, okay, it's your life. Do your life. You let him go finally, and this is what you see.
What do you do?
Yeah. Like, that's not what I
see. Yeah, like, you don't really want to see that shit.
Right. That's not what he's seen me. as or seen me do. That's not what I've instilled in him. So this is the choice you're making for your life, to sit on Facebook taking pictures, smoking weed.
B, been my couch today.
Yeah, I know.
You can't be sitting on my couch. This is my couch.
I'm just giving my little scenario as well. As far as
no, I'm just kidding. It's room for you, too, on this motherfucker. File out is what you got? Nothing? File out is like, I smell weed. I don't find nothing wrong with that. I just don't take pictures. Like, I find no wrong in that.
I feel you. I understand she wants to please you. On the other hand, my son didn't want to please me, so I see where you have the difference, because your daughter seems like she wants to do everything for
right.
you, and she's
yeah.
not thinking of what she really wants to do deep down inside. What
yeah.
do you really want?
Yeah.
Do you think she would be in college if she didn't feel you would approve?
No. I think she wouldn't. I told her, drop the fuck out. I told her that yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, bitch,
but
you calling me
think-
talking about what the fuck you should do, bitch. You should drop the fuck off and spare and let me goddamn ball with my money. Instead of waste that shit with you, bro. What the fuck I look like. That's what I told her. Like, don't be fucking asking me the fuck, bitch, you wasting my money now? You wasting my fucking money, bitch? Oh, this what she said. She said, if I do, I ain't going to have nothing to do. I said, so your bitch ass in college because you look at it as something to do? You little fucking bitch. You could do a whole bunch of shit without having to use my money, broad. That's what I told her. Fuck is that shit? Fuck, you in college because you ain't got shit to do? You fucking bitch. Wasting my goddamn money like that, girl. You know how many motherfucking Louis bags I done passed up for you?
Right. Right. Yeah, that's real.
You know I'm in a Puerto Rico trips, bitch. I done gave up for you, bitch.
Yeah.
Ah. Balling in the Cayman Islands for you, bitch. You little bitch. How dare you say you only in this bitch because you ain't got shit to do. Oh, what? Ah. The fuck? Fuck college. Drop out. Who gives a fuck?
John, she was being honest. She was being honest.
I was being honest, too, Fireliners. I wasn't bullshit.
I know you were. I know you were being honest, but she was really, truly expressing her honesty. If I don't go to school, then what do I do? You want me to go work at a McDonald's or a Burger King, or you want me to develop myself into this fabulous entrepreneur? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So
yeah.
I'm in college because I'm trying to figure out what I want to do.
Okay, she was honest, and I was honest too, boo. So I was honest, baby.
I know you were, and that's a dilemma. That is a dilemma.
Where's the dilemma at?
The dilemma is we send them, okay, you know I didn't send mine when she first got out of high school. I said, you are not ready. You need to go out there and see what it's like in the real world. You need to find as many little certificates and shit that you can find, because you ain't going to be able to make it on $9 an hour. I know you think you can. But you can. So you do that. And so she was like, oh, I can make it. I can get an apartment. I can get a car. I can get this. I can get that. I said, okay, well, you do that. Let me see you do it. Took her 3 years to figure out this shit ain't working. And so then I was like, okay, if you go to college and I'm paying, then you have to do what it takes to get through that. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to 2 years of junior college first to see whether or not you really want to do college. So that's the dilemma. Because they're 16, 17, 18, 19, they don't know what the fuck to do. I admire these young kids who start off as entrepreneurs at 15. Somehow, somewhere, they got the connection on
right.
what they really wanted to do.
Right.
But the majority of just because you're 18 and America says you're now an adult doesn't register that to adulthood.
Right. Neff asked me, what she asked me, medicine might feel like a burden to her. Did I ever ask her what her passion was? Hell nah. I ain't asked that bitch that shit. Why would I ask her that? Why the fuck would I ask her that?
Ooh, you just learned how to put your clothes on right.
I told her to answer that. I told her, bitch, what she going to do, boo-boo. I told her, this what you going to do, boo. Okay? This what the fuck you going to do, boo. Okay? Look at Humble. Everything is not a joke, Don. Joke these nuts in your mouth, Humble. Leave me the fuck alone. I meant that shit. I don't know where y'all come from. I don't know shit about your mother, your father, and how the fuck they raise you and your ideology when you become a parent. I don't give a fuck about how the fuck you gonna see your child's life, motherfucker. But I see my child's life as the best and gonna have the best and gonna do the fucking best and gonna be the goddamn best. Period, motherfucker. Now, and I choose the best motherfucking path that is that bitch needs to take. Okay? Boo boo. Okay? I choose that. I do that. That's all I'm doing. You ain't got no choice on this planet. I'm your God. You're going to do the fuck I say. The high road.
Cause, and that's because
mommy knows best. Because
yeah,
mother knows best.
You want your daughter to have a life. You don't want her to survive. You want her to thrive.
Yes, here's why. You're right. Real talk. I don't want my daughter, okay? And mind you, I got three. I don't want none of my daughters some man's bitch. I don't want them to be some man's bitch, a.k.a. some man's wife, a.k.a. some man's baby mama, a.k.a. some man's bitch, a man's dependent. I don't want no man claiming my grown-ass daughter as a dependent on his motherfucking taxes.
Amen.
Now,
I don't know why people don't understand that. I feel the exact same way. I don't give a fuck whether or not you want to be a PhD psychologist. That's what's going to make you either survive in this world at the quality of life that you want, or you're going to be one of the sheep who everybody tells what to do.
Exactly.
For the rest of your
I want my
life.
Daughter a better half.
Right. I understand that, Dawn, but shouldn't we, as the overseer, parent, or whatever you want to call it, have looked at them growing up to see what their interests were and what were their strong points and their desires as far as their crafts and what they like to do before we decide and spend money like that, you're going to be a doctor when maybe there's no interest there at all, but they're pretending for you. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I know she have it in her. See, that's the difference. I just bought it out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I mean, trust me, okay? If I didn't know that my daughter was a scientist at 7 years old,
okay,
and was demanding telescopes, microscopes,
okay,
and a whole science kit. And
okay,
I would let her not do fucking nothing if CSI was on.
Oh, okay.
And all those other medical science,
goddamn shows. Like, she was excused from washing dishes, cleaning up. If that show was on, that bitch didn't have to do it.
Right.
Somebody else will have to do that shit. I will wait for her to get it done when those shows go off. So I already know that that's her shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see your favorite show. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't some other Disney sweet life-ass bullshit. It was like, CSI was her shit. I put money into science camp for her. You know what I'm saying? Into forensics camp for her. I spent money and let her, and she enjoyed every bit of it. So I knew that she would be into science.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I already fucking knew it, and I knew that that's the way to go. When she decided to choose her college path, her college path was forensics, right? And she was going to go in under that associate technical bullshit to be a tech. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that means. And I said, nah, bitch, I'm not spending money for you to come out as a tech.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spend money for you to come out as a doctor, but I ain't going to spend no money for you to come out as a tech and you still making minimum fucking wage.
Right, right.
No way. So you're going to come out as a doctor if you're going to college. You're not taking nothing less than an MD. That's it. You ain't taking nothing less. You know what I'm saying?
Because then she would have still been an employee of someone.
Yeah, and she still would have been a man's dependent.
That's correct.
Yeah. You know?
So you were right, Don, and when they're little, if you expose them to a lot of different things, you get to see where their interest lies. Now, the problem would occur if you kept their options limited as a kid, and then you just woke up one day and said, you go into medical school. But that's not the way that you do it. You have to expose them to everything.
Absolutely.
So that you get to see where their aptitude is, and that's why I knew that mine should be a psychologist, because from the time she was little, she was reading books on serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She
mm-hmm.
wanted to understand what made people's minds tick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I chose that path for her,
right.
Because that's her natural aptitude.
Right. Right. See? So it ain't like I just made up a motherfucking degree for her, and that's not what she wanted to do.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? But I knew that her challenge would be learning the language, even though she's curious about medicine, science, and biology, and all of that type of shit. But I knew that her challenge would be learning the language.
Right.
And as far as college is concerned, because this
right.
is a whole nother thing.
And so now that she's actually in it, she's now finding that she has, it's not just something that she's naturally has an aptitude for, she actually has to work at it. And
yes.
that's what's freaking her out, is that she has to, like you said, learn the language, and she's afraid of failing.
I know. Because she thinks that failing to her would be failing me, right?
Right.
And if she could only realize that she could never fail me, she could never fail me at something that she's so good at.
Right.
I know that this is a synthetic education, so it's kind of real fucked up that, you know, to me it's like she's trying so hard and that's why she's failing.
Right. She's taking it too serious. And what another thing that you might be able to do is once you explain to her that this is not something that should be looked at as being that hard, it's just a means to an end. All you got to do is just accept what it is that you have to do to get to that piece of paper, and then you don't have to be bothered with this shit anymore.
Yeah.
That's all. You just need the piece of paper. This is just the procedure they put in front of you for you to fail.
Mm.
They want you to fail.
They want you
don't
to give up.
Give them what they want.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. Yeah, because this type of life is the road less traveled. Let everybody give up on it. Some make it and some give up.
That's right.
Yeah.
The majority give up, Dawg.
I know, only a few make
it. The
majority give up. Right.
And so, therefore, they get to keep that little elite within their boundaries.
Right. 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 Just Love says she could also be comparing herself to others, which is making her doubt herself. And it's a possibility that she may be, you know. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, you know, she comes from a relatively small community with people that she went to school with, and she was probably a superstar in that school. And now that she's in a bigger playing field, she's finding that there are others out there who can compete with her on an intellectual level. So she has to, and I've listened to you talk about this a couple of times, she has to let those other her so-called friends, she got to get over that friendship. You know what I'm saying? She got to let other people go, and she has to really become, I don't want to say a loner, but she really does have to become a loner.
Yeah, she got to walk alone on her path in order to get there efficiently. I know, because I had to do it. That's one of the hardest things to do, is to let everybody go and walk by yourself. You get there faster and it's easier. It's kind of more simple. Yeah. Yeah. Don, will you teach her to own her business like you? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you that. Will I teach her? You know what I'm saying? I'm working where she will be able to, once she's done with her med school and shit, that she could come on home. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I don't want her on the other side of the desk. I want her on the other side of the desk. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my daughter to be an employee. I don't want none of my children to be an employee. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want my son to be a fucking rapper. I want him to own a label. You know what I'm saying? And rap second, but I'll know the business first, you know? So I want none of my children clocking in for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Not even now. Not even right now. I ain't even want her to get a college job and shit. But you know what I'm saying, at some fucking mall. I told her, fuck that. You don't get no goddamn job at no goddamn mall. What the fuck that's going to do for your career? Get a job in a doctor's office. You know what I'm saying? Be an intern. Do it for free. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to get anything, you know what I'm saying, always be in the area, in the field in which you're looking forward to have of your own. You know what I'm saying? She applied for some jobs around the way, and I ain't like none of them because it had nothing to do with her career path. You know what I'm saying? I got a problem with shit like that. You know, I got a problem with you going to school to be a doctor and your bitch ass selling fucking high heel shoes. Like, that doesn't make sense. To me, it just doesn't make fucking sense. You know, you need to work around nurses and doctors and medicine and charts and Medicaid and bill coding and all that other type of shit, you know. And if you can't find that, then do without, goddamn it. And I really mean that. If there's not a place right now for you to be in a medicine setting, in a practice setting, in a science setting, then don't choose nothing fucking else. There's nothing. No, you can't. No, learn to be patient. Learn to be fucking patient. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to have money. God damn it. You ain't got to have a few dollars, you know, because that shit could take you off your path. So, you know, like, shit, just go to school, go to your dorm, do your classes, and that's it. until, you know, there's a facility available for you to be in. You know, that's how I see it. You know what I'm saying? I want my daughter at Foot Locker with a striped shirt on. You know, fuck no, nah, fuck that. You need to be wearing one of them goddamn scrubs, motherfucker. If you're gonna, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to be anywhere, you need to wear a scrub, boo. So, you know, it's a lot. Fireliner, she don't have a car. I won't get her one. She don't have a job. It's one that, you know, she applied for many, but like I said, that's not where you need to be. If it ain't got nothing to do with science, bitch, you don't need to be clocking in nowhere trying to break your neck to get to it. If it ain't got nothing to do with medicine, you don't need to be trying to goddamn catch no bus to get there or putting gas in your car to get there. That's how the fuck I see it. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I see it. I keep telling her, man, you got to eat, shit, sleep this motherfucker. Other than that, you're not going to goddamn make it. You're not going to make it. It's going to be fucking hard for you. It's going to be difficult. You're going to have breakdowns and fucking go through emotional goddamn whirlwinds and emotional roller coasters and shit because you're not surrounded. Yes, thank you, Nell, because you got to emerge yourself into that shit. You got to emerge yourself in it. You can't have one foot in some shit and another foot in another thing in your mind somewhere fucking else and you think that you doing everything right. Your whole being has to be in it. Your whole being has to be in it. Your surroundings must be the same all the fucking time. Yeah, this is how the only way she's going to make it, and I know it because nobody fucking told me that formula. A lot of us can put one foot in something, one in our mind somewhere else, and it could probably be a great success and still complete the mission. But not my DNA. My DNA literally have to submerge themselves in that shit. They have to literally get in it all the fucking way. They can't half step. My DNA, we cannot straddle the fucking fence. We can't. We can't straddle the fence. I can't have friends that's not in medicine. I can't have a job that's not dealing with science or medicine. I can't go anywhere. If it ain't got medicine or science or nothing involved, I cannot associate myself with it. You know what I'm saying? It took me a long time to figure that shit out. I had friends and our minds and shit was on so many different fucking levels. Mine was on one thing, they was on another one. Eventually, you got to choose. Are you going to give up where your mind, where you really want yourself to be for your friendship? Are you going to give up where you really see yourself for a night at the club or a club that has nothing to do with where you planned on going or a group thing? All that shit matters. All that shit matters. Like, you literally have to eat, sleep, shit that shit in order to do it. You got motherfuckers wake up every day into what the fuck they find themselves into later. They see themselves in it because they surround themselves with it, and that's the formula for her. You know what I'm saying? But it's so much because she feels that she don't have money, don't have a job, don't have a car, sees everybody else with money, sees everybody else with a job, sees everybody else with a car, and that's just not the way it works. I was the last of my group of friends to have any fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? I was the last. Oh, I was always the last. Real talk. I was always the last. Like, for real. I was the last, shouted. And she's the last. She don't see it that we're actually parallel. She's the last, but she sees that she's going to try and try and try and try and try, and it's going to worry her fucking silly when she's not even going to be focused on where she sees herself in the next 3 to 4 years because of the person, places, and things that she don't have, that she sees Don, everybody else with. That ain't Don, got shit to do with her.
She's in her second year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is she in, when does she go to pre-med?
I don't know, gotta ask. After she finished this, then she goes to pre-med. After she, 2 more years, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I think she goes to pre-med on her 3rd year.
Okay, well, same difference. One of them, yeah.
Okay, well, the reason I ask that is because when you first go to college, generally, they give you all these classes for the first couple of years. You know, you're taking all your English classes, your history classes, stuff that doesn't really have anything to do with your going to medical school. She may have some science classes.
Mm-hmm.
And got that. And so really for the first couple of years, you don't really even get into your major. So it doesn't seem like it relates to what you are going to be doing once you get out of school. And so that makes a lot of students bored, because they're not actually getting into whatever the major is, and they're not doing hands-on in a lot of cases.
Yeah, that's why I want her to do hands-on in a medical setting now.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Where would she do hands-on when she's living on campus? How would she do that?
Well, the blessing is that we know a lot of doctors who own their own practice there. So we kept trying to tell her to talk to them, and they will get you in. We done already told them. We're just waiting on her to go do it. You know what I'm saying? We got plenty of doctors in that area where she's at.
Okay, so she could go actually work in either their practice, or
yeah,
she could maybe get a job in their clinic.
Absolutely.
Or something like that. Okay.
Yeah, and I even told her, just put an application in for at the hospital. Shit, I don't give a fuck. Be a janitor. Shit, get in that area. You need to get in that building.
Yeah,
and that's
around.
Be in the place.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you do, as long as you in there.
Okay, well, how would she get there, Dawn?
It's a three-letter word. It's called B-U-S.
That's right. The bus.
Or R-I-D-E. Shit. Or W-A-L-K. God damn it.
Wow, you hard.
Huh?
You hard, Dawn. You hard.
Why you say that?
Well, you know, I bought many cars, so.
And when I buy cars for myself.
I understand that.
Yeah, I don't
would,
know nothing about buying somebody else a goddamn car. I don't know nothing about that.
I would buy her a car so she could get to the clinic.
One thing I know, like I said, our DNA is different. My DNA is totally different, and our DNA goes like this. If you want something, you work towards it. Nobody gives you a fucking handout, because it shows that you're going to always succeed on your own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want something, you got to get it yourself. And I'm doing this for my daughter that way that she would never be dependent on no nigga, on no motherfucking white man for a job. She's already have that logged in her DNA that she will be solely sovereign. That she knows that if I don't have it, I'm going to work towards getting it, like my mama taught me. I've never got anything with the help of anybody, especially my mother. No, my first car came through me. My first job came through me. My first dick came through me. Full responsibility. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, like, I just want her to know that I'm telling you no because I know you can do it yourself. I know she can do all of it herself. I don't want her to use me as a crutch. I never taught a religion. Fuck a god. I'm not your god. I'm not your crutch. No man, no human being, no place, nor thing should be a crutch for you. I'm not trying to breed that spell of ignorance and religion upon her, that something or someone is a crutch for her. And I would be her biggest crutch, because she's looking at me like, bitch, I know you can get it. I know you can do it for me. Why you just won't do it for me? I know you can. I know you can. I know you can.
Yeah.
And nah, bitch, I know you can.
Yeah.
I know you can. You're not finna use me as a crush, then you're gonna always keep calling me. You gonna, I ain't with that. Boo, I got to live my life, boo. I ain't with that. I don't believe in feeding the hungry and clothing the naked. I don't believe in that. I am anti that shit. No, ain't shit wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with you. One shit wrong with me, and I did it, and she succeeded far beyond where I am at even today. This chick is better than me, but she looking back at me like I'm her crutch, and I ain't trying to be no broad's crutch. Hell no. Nah. I ain't finna be no bitch crutch. I ain't your pastor, boo. You don't need me. You know what I'm saying? You don't really need me for shit. We need to come together and just get our hair done, and that's it, boo. That's about it. Maybe shop a little bit, but that's about it. But you don't need me. She did it all on her own. That's what I just want to tell her. You did it on your own. If you did it on your own from the time you went to school, the time you graduated from, I didn't have no influence on that shit. I didn't fucking pass her tests for her. I didn't walk that shit and got her degree for her diploma. That was all her doing. So if that was all her doing, then she could get more knowing that that's all her doing. That's not my doing. I was not a fucking cheerleader. I did not show up to every fucking award ceremony the bitch had, because that's her awards. I ain't got to show up to that shit unless it's in my name, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't show up to all her shit. I ain't show up to none of my children's shit, and I ain't still going to show up to none of their shit. That's for you. You got that for you. You did that shit for you. Don't fucking be asking me to show up for some shit, and it got your name on it. When it got my name on it, of course I'll show up. If they was giving out diplomas for the student and for the parent, then I've been there. God damn it. They was giving out awards for the top this or the top that, and the parent get one too, then I show up. Other than that, my name ain't on that shit. Fuck, I'm showing up. Fuck, I'm showing up. Like, that's how I see that shit. Like, come on now. That's all. This is your work. This is your, in your name, in your honor. Stop trying to drag me along like you some white bitch that's mad because your mama ain't show up to some shit that got you. Fuck all that. This is for you. It ain't for nobody else. So when you get that nigga, you can put your pimp foot down on his bitch ass. Let that motherfucker know this your shit. You don't need that motherfucker for nothing. You don't need that nigga to celebrate with you. You don't need that nigga to show up for a ribbon cutting. You don't need none of that shit. You don't got to be hurt after the motherfucker don't, because you're already used to it. I already know the mindset of black women. They some sorry, sad bitches. So I don't want my daughter sorry and fucking sad all the goddamn time because a motherfucker don't show up or a nigga ain't happy for her. Long as you happy for yourself, boo, you become God. You are serving yourself right. I don't want her to be doing shit to make somebody fucking proud. I don't want her like that. Make yourself proud, baby. This is all for you. The band is playing for you. Yeah. Yeah, so I ain't getting her no damn car. She got to get her own shit. Because I know she can do it. All she got to do, I'm telling you, when she could literally see me as somebody that is not going to cast spells and make shit happen for her and pull out resources from my own, she will start to gather her own powers, her own magic, her own potions, her own resources, and start to make that shit move. She want to use me for my resources. And I don't like motherfuckers using me for my shit, because I know you got the same shit. You just have to gather. You just going to have to choose who the fuck and what the fuck and when the fuck and how the fuck you want the shit in your life. How great are these people? Are they valuable? Don't get me wrong now. My bitch know a whole bunch of motherfuckers, but they not valuable. I'm her only great resources out of, let's say, 200 motherfuckers she know. You in trouble, boo. You in trouble. You in trouble. If I'm the only one in your life that can make it happen, bitch, you in trouble. You are surrounding yourselves around motherfuckers that can't even add anything to you. Only could take away.
I feel you on that, Dawn.
Yeah. So, nah, you in trouble if I'm the only one. That's some fucked up shit, bitch.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Dawn. Let me ask you a question. If you were to buy her not a, you know, car, but just a used car, and then explain to her that you were going to get her the car, but she had to make payments to you for the cost of the car. Okay? So therefore, now she is forced to call some of the resources that you got for her to go out and get a part-time job. Does that sound a little better?
Nope. Nope.
No. Okay.
Nope, cause I ain't in that business. Nope. No, because the truth of the matter is, I want my daughter to have the best, but I know that she's gonna have to take steps in order to get it on her own. I cannot interfere, and I vowed that I would not interfere. You know what I'm saying? I really vowed that I would not interfere in her owning her own name. Everything. And I always tell her, what's yours is going to come to you. What's yours will come to you.
Okay.
You just got to always see yourself in it and with it and having it and owning it, possessing it. So I ain't finna interfere with that. And realistically speaking, truthfully speaking, I don't want my daughter in a used car. But if she sees herself in a used car, then she's going to have to get her one on her own. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's up to me, she'll never have. If it's up to her, she needs to go ahead and get. Does that make sense?
I understand. I went a different route.
I
put used cars out there, and I said, you need to pay me back the money that I paid for this car. So that means you have to go get a job. You have to. You don't have any choice. You like everybody else. You're not going to sit here on my ass while I go to work and ride around and pretend like you got a trust fund, okay? But what you can do is you can pay me back for the money I put out for the car, and I'll buy you a used car. When you get your shit together, then you go buy you a new car in your name, and then you pay for that car. And when she finally went and got this car that she has now in her own name, and she makes the payment, now she doesn't owe me shit. So she's understanding it's a progressive step for her to understand that you have to build your own credit. You got to get your own shit. You have to have you got your own apartment. You pay your own rent. You pay this. And as long as I'm paying for school, your ass is going to do that. So as much as you think you can carry, that's what you do.
Linwood said, that's fair. I ain't with all that, though. Like, fuck all that. I mean, shit, like,
well, see, listen to my theory.
I just can't be balling out of control on no boo-boo like that. You feel me?
Listen, Dawn, I live in Chicago. I can't have my daughter catching a bus here. Okay?
I was saying.
It's too much shit going on. So I couldn't have her catching a bus. And so I think that, you know, saying to my daughter, even if she was in college, I want you to catch a bus to your job.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
No. I have to come down there and kill somebody about mine. So, no, I can't have you standing on street corners waiting for buses.
I know, and that's why you're the best man for her. And I ain't trying to be her best man. Fuck that. See, that's my thing. You and I both know that our daughters are fucking. And there's no way I'm going to assume the position of that nigga's responsibility. I ain't gonna do that. If you know what I'm saying, like I always said, once I know you fucking, my resources starts to get cut off from you. Because you should be making sure that the nigga that's coming in that pussy should care more for you than I do.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Should provide more for you than I do.
Yes, I agree with that.
So I just don't co-sign on a bitch that got a dick in her ass, and I'm supposed to be captain, save this bitch because I'm her mama. No, you need to choose your dick wisely, bitch, because I'm no longer your provider.
But you see, if she's picking a nigga who can take care of her, then she's beholden to that motherfucker.
Not true. In other words, I always say it like this, and I'm going to say it again. When you get with a man, and eventually you will get with a man, but you better choose a man that do more than I did, and this nigga ain't never got the pussy like I never did. That's how I see it. That's how I see it. I ain't fucked you, and I done did a whole bunch of shit for you. So you better make sure that you get with a nigga and he ain't drilled you, that he still should go beyond the call of duty for you. That doesn't make you dependent. It makes you smart. It makes you intelligent to choose wisely. But if you find yourself on your back, bitch, and you calling me for a car, you calling me to send you some fucking money, you got me fucked up because I never even smelt your pussy. I never even smelt your pussy. That nigga know what your pussy smell like. Don't you ever call me. Ever. Feel me? I'm saying? Like Michael Corleone told Connie, get rid of that nigga and then I'll take care of you. Again. Other than that, if you got a man in your life, bitch, you should never call me. Other than ask me how the fuck I'm doing. I'm just strong on that shit. So that's another reason why I ain't giving her shit. That's another reason why. Because I don't look out for bitches that's fucking. I'm not co-signing on that behavior. Oh, you get to fuck any goddamn thing but call and drain my bank account. Bitch, you done lost your rabbit ass mind. You can't play hoe games with a pimp. You've lost your mind. Choose your dick wisely, broad. Choose it wisely on this planet. Yeah, so that's why. I ain't captain saving hoes, even if it is my daughter. My daughter's a fucking hoe. You on your own, bitch. Send that nigga invoice. Send him an invoice. You can always invoice the dick. Don't be invoicing me. I ain't fucking you. Don't be demanding shit from me. I ain't fucking you.
That's very true, Dawn. I agree with you on that.
And I do want my daughter to choose the best motherfucking man. And that's why I'm putting that shit out there like that for her. A nigga should change your life for the better, bitch, when you get up and wash your ass. That shit's still the same, bitch. You fuck. You did some wrong. Ooh, you. That's that bab dick. Invoice it. That's babby. Linwood said, stop that free fucking. I'm serious about that shit. I don't want my children. Listen, Fireliners. Do you know I was married for 5 fucking years and my mama was my husband? My mama was my baby daddy? Do you think I would want to repeat that bullshit with my daughters? She got a nigga, but I'm in her life. I'm coming every time for her, and she got a man. I'm taking care of her children, and her nigga ain't. I don't want to repeat that shit. I don't want my daughters to repeat that. And the best way that shit can goddamn end, if I don't motherfucking pretend with this bitch that she can have the best of nothing. You ain't finna have the best of nothing, bitch. You gonna have the best of something. Fuck that. You ain't finna repeat that shit. That's the worst thing my mama did was co-sign for this nigga's shit and kept coming in and shit. And that's why I kept fucking sorry-ass niggas because I already knew my mama gonna have my back. See, ain't that a bitch? I never called my mama one time with the man I'm with. Never, ever, ever. Never called her one time. I had to goddamn choose to dig wisely that damn time. It's fucked up. That it took by the time I was 29. I want this bitch to get this shit right by the time she's 21, 19, whatever the fuck how old the bitch is now, and all the rest of my little bitches. Nah, I ain't co-signing on no car so you can go, so you can pick that nigga up and for you, so you can pick that nigga up. So you can pick up that nigga? Fuck, I look like? Like, serious, I think like a man that owns a woman. You know what I'm talking about? Like, why the fuck would I buy you that so you can look good with another nigga? I really think like a man when it comes to my daughters. You done lost your mind. Why would I get your hair fixed and you going out with that nigga? Like, I'm serious about that shit, bitch. Like, what the fuck? That's why I always be asking her when last time you fucked. I got to always ask her that. When last time you fucked? When last time you let a dick run up in you? I always got to ask her that. Anytime she call him asking me for shit, when last time you fucked, Shawty? Don't be calling me, boo. I don't give a fuck if it was 2 months ago. That nigga still responsible for you. I don't give a fuck if it was a one-night stand. Call that nigga mama or somebody. I don't give a fuck. I ain't got shit to do with that. She's a woman. She's a woman, you know what I'm saying, like, as far as grown is concerned, but maybe still much immature. She's a young woman. So, young woman, handle your business, boo. Young women, I don't give a fuck you young or old, handle your business, boo. You know what I'm saying? Don't be calling your mama. Fuck is that shit? You know, handle your business. I bet she'll choose dick wisely. She'll be thinking about that motherfucker. Can he enlarge my coast? Can he expand my blessings, increase my blessings? Can he enlarge my coast? Yeah, because if not, then don't call me, boo. Yeah, Ty said it. You on your own, you want to be grown. Yeah, don't call me. She ain't called me when she was fucking that nigga. I can see if she called me and said, Mom, I'm about to fuck this nigga tonight. You coming through? Hell yeah. Other than that, bitch, don't. If you ain't called me when you was about to let that nigga drill, don't call me for a car, for a dollar, for shit. You didn't invite me to the party. Don't ask me to clean up.
I know, Dawn. I had that same conversation.
You different, Fireliners.
Why am I different?
Because you're different. Because, you know, you're just different. See, it's just like everybody's different in a sense when it comes to their children. They could say something and do the opposite. I say something and I fucking mean it. I really fucking mean it. You know what I'm saying? Love and emotions will have you do the opposite of what your mind says. And what you mean. So,
or life experience. Life experience will make you do things that you think you wouldn't necessarily do. And because I didn't have a mother who could do anything.
I know. I wanted to say that, but I didn't. Because I didn't want to bring
the
that
opposite up. Direction.
Right.
Because I was in this world by myself. I didn't have any choice. And if my shit didn't float, it didn't float at all.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I went the opposite direction of, I got your back.
Right.
You know, don't call me when, believe me, I said the same thing. I ain't fucking you. I ain't your man. I said the same thing. Okay, you don't call me when you're getting ready to fuck. But on the other hand, I understand that you're in love with a poop butt nigga, and there ain't nothing I can do about that. So I'm not going to cut your ass off because you made a bad choice, because goddamn, I made bad choices.
I'm not cutting my daughter off. I'm just, no, I just don't, you know, I just, like I said, I don't look out for homeless people. I don't look out for the hungry. I don't clothe the naked. Because I find all of them love the fuck regardless. So, with that being said, You know, if you can fuck, you can make a buck.
And the killer part about it is even the homeless motherfucker who ain't had a shower in months still is telling somebody about how he broke some girl's heart.
Exactly. Exactly. See? Ask the homeless person the last time they had sex, they probably tell you a couple of hours ago. Shit. A few minutes ago and shit. Yeah. So...
Well, I mean, this is kind of crazy because I don't see a whole bunch of people wanting to get in on this one. Ain't nobody talking. Ain't nobody calling.
even Neff goddamn pulled out her notebook like I'm taking mental notes. But I mean, like I said, I'm just different. You know, I don't owe a motherfucker shit, and I don't want my daughter to owe me shit. And I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, I ain't got nobody back but mine. You know what I'm saying? And as long as she can look at it like this is the worldwide, baby. This is the jungle, boo. You better have your own back, bitch. Like, I don't understand what's so hard. I'm not trying to breed my children into a societal way of thinking. That I, like, I'm Obama, I got your bag. No, the fuck I don't. You better have your own shit, okay? This is not religion. I'm not casting none. I'm not telling you I'll be there for you like God told the motherfucking children of the Israelites. I ain't living like that, boo. I ain't living like that. I just can't give her that false fucking reality because the shit is real. You know what I'm saying? The shit is fucking real, and boo, I love my daughter so fucking much, but I want this bitch to be the baddest bitch on the planet. I can't have her the saddest bitch. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my daughter sad. Like I said, black women are the most emotional fucking wrecks because of crutches in their fucking life. They are emotional fucking wrecks. They emotional wrecks. They can't handle shit because somebody always been they crutch. They break down in the time of crisis, and they should be rejoicing. They don't understand that there's an opposite effect that goes on this planet. They should be rejoicing. They just fucked up. Somewhere down the line, somebody gave them a fucking crutch. When you feel bad, they told them bitches to call on God. When you feel bad, they tell them read the Bible. When you feel bad, they tell them bitches go out to the club and drink. When somebody do them wrong, they tell them to go find somebody to do them right. All that fucking stupid shit. So, nah, fuck that. Fuck that. I ain't breeding that bullshit in my daughters, like, or my son either. I ain't trying to breed them that spell of fucking religion. Oh, don't worry about it. God's going to handle it. Nah, bitch, you handle it. That's your shit. What happens to you because you allowed it, bitch. My life is great. That's why I tell my daughters, don't call me. My life is great, bitch. That's your life that's fucked up. Figure the shit out. No. Hell no. My life is great. My life is great. I stay to myself. That's why my life's so great. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Like, my life is fucking great. I ain't got shit. I ain't never sad. Ain't nothing that I did caused me harm in the past goddamn 10 fucking years. Nothing. I done figured out how to ride this bike called life. So, yeah, like I said, man, it's just different folks, different strokes for different folks, and I know I'm different. And if I had to care about anything on this planet, it would be my children. You know what I'm saying? Anything outside of myself, I care different. You know what I'm saying? I just care different. I just want the bitch to break the fucking spell, you know? I don't know where she got that spell from, hanging around bitches that's under fucking spell. That's your stupid ass. Like, don't call me to break that shit. Because you don't like what I say. You know, you don't fucking like what I say. You get defensive and you get emotional, so don't fucking call me, broad. Ain't you fucking. The fuck I'm supposed to do with a bitch that's fucking. After a bitch start fucking, you can't tell a bitch nothing any fucking way. She wants a co-signer. A bitch wants a co-signer. Okay? And I ain't co-signing. So I can't fucking, I can't co-sign, boo. I can't co-sign on your shit. I've never been a co-signer. I had bitches that co-signed for me, and it got me in worse situations.
Yeah. I agree with that, Dawn. Being a co-signer is the worst thing you could ever be to a so-called friend, family member, or anybody.
Yeah.
But they're not going to listen to you if you are not a co-signer, because the truth hurts.
I told them, stop calling me, broad. Shit.
No. So when you come at them with the truth, regardless of who it is, regardless of who it is, when you come at them with the truth, they automatically either get emotional or else they get defensive.
That
that's
business.
Just another form of emotion.
Yep. Yeah. Then see Fireline, and she called and was like, you know, I joined another club. I'm it's the African men, something African centered for men or some old shit, African American men club, right? You hear me? She said I'm a mentor for the African American men's boo doo boo, and I say to the bitch, why the fuck would you join that? She done got pissed off at that shit. That's what blew it. That's what boiled it over with. The bitch gonna call my mama and shit.
You insulted her. You insulted
her. I said, why
her.
The
she
fuck you was join that? And you know, Fireline, is the first thing that came to my fucking head, them pandering ass women. That's the first thing that came to my head, man. Them pandering ass bitches. Like, damn, bitch, you shooting that bad, boo. You got to join the African American Men Club.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
She went off on my ass about that shit. I was just saying, bitch, you shooting. Why the fuck would you join some shit like that? That don't make no goddamn sense.
Oh.
Then she went out. Every time I'm doing something, I'm trying to make you happy. You motherfucking always knock shit down. Yada yada yada. I'm like, bitch, you telling me shit. That bitch, what the fuck? African, what? Man, what? Bitch, the fuck is on your goddamn mind? The fuck was you thinking?
Oh, Lord. She got too much time on her hand.
I know the fuck she do. It's some bullshit. Talking about, well, I'll find another club to join. Why do you have to join shit, bitch? You gonna end up in church in the next 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
You gonna end up on a what? What?
Singing in the choir and shit.
Fuck yeah. And I bet you that bitch will ride the bus to church. That should put your ass in a slump, goddammit, all that bull, them stupid ass guy. I said, Tierra, that shit don't even look good on your fucking resume, bitch. Oh, I see that you, oh, wow, you was a mentor for the African American Men Society. What the fuck is that bullshit? Bitch, you don't get no points for that. Man, that shit don't even look, it don't even sound good, do it.
Oh, boy.
That sounds like a hot mess.
You sent it to a black college star?
I ain't sent her no fucking web. That bitch chose that. I ain't stupid now. She can't blame me.
But you see, she's in the mix with all the Afrocentric folks.
Yeah. Ain't no Afrocentric motherfuckers in that shit. This is a whole bunch of faggots and bull diggers and slave mentality ass Negroes. Ain't nothing in that motherfucker. Bunch of clowns.
But they pretend to be, so they won't, they're probably recruiting and talking all that dicturing and all that craziness and join this group.
Yeah. She trying to join shit. I was like, bitch, you better stay back. Fall back from that, boo.
That's college, though, Dawn. She going to come home one day and she going to have on, you know, those long gowns and her hair going to be all wrapped up and shit.
Ain't nobody, and I don't think there's not a not one of them groups there. And she's smart enough, but you know what? One of them bitches that her friend was cool with is a Nubian chick, right? She called me. Like, her roommate was, like childhood friends with a Nubian chick, right, and her family, her mom and them. And they just started talking, right? The girl started opening up to Tierra, right? And was like, man, my friend, man, I know her all my life. My mama, her mama, good friends. And that bitch got caught up in that Nubian shit. And she ain't been right ever since. Tierra called my ass on that shit, man. I was like, uh-oh. Tierra knows to stay away from all that shit. That's one thing she knows. Stay away from them conscious bootleg-ass motherfuckers. You don't need them, trust me. You don't need that group, you don't need. You don't need it. Them bitches will fuck you up. You don't need it. I say stay away from all black groups. If that shit is not as far as entrepreneuring, if that black group ain't sitting around discussing money and business and banking and financing and goddamn securities and stock and shit, fuck them. Fuck that. And if it ain't a medicine group, it ain't a science, black science group, and I don't mean the conscious community. I'm talking about them real motherfuckers who are going to walk out with a goddamn degree and become real scholars. Like, real scientists. Stay away from all that shit. Stay away from black, goddammit.
Right. at least with those, she can network into different positions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Other than that, don't get caught up in that shit. She knows. She knows to stay away from that shit. She certainly knows because her mama went through that. Ain't that a blessing? I noticed that children who parents were, like, into that conscious culture shit, come on in, Babylon. You know what I'm saying? They stayed the fuck away from it all day long.
Yeah, because mine don't join shit. She don't even join shit.
They ain't going to do no dashiki, no bone, no unk neck, no none of that.
Yeah. I can't even get her to join the psychology group, though.
Yeah, minoring with that shit. They want to be as normal as possible. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Babylon, give me a mic check. I think what our children is looking at, what up, Black Achievement? I think what our children are looking at in regards to what we've been into, I got a strong feeling that my daughters and my son is looking at, bitch, that shit ain't got you nowhere. Why the fuck would we join some conscious shit?
That's true.
Like, and I know that's what they're looking at. Like, ain't no way in hell we gonna nappy our hair unless we gonna be on the cover of Essence, bitch. On the cover of Jet, motherfucker. Other than that, we ain't going no further than goddamn. If it don't make dollars, it just ain't going to make no fucking sense. I don't give a fuck how much you got. It's like, bitch, please, we ain't doing none of that shit. That shit going to, hey, is it going to take me to the top? Is it going to change my life for the better? All that shit you know, boo. Nappy who? Nappy what? Shit. They got to pay my children. That's the only fucking way. Like, I be watching that shit, like, on Facebook. It's like, ooh, natural woman. Look at her. Just as beautiful as fuck.
Yeah,
and I know that shit is beautiful. I know the brothers love it. They honor it. They love natural women. But, shit, my daughters is like, is that shit going to make me some money, boo? You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how many niggas like it. I'm asking, am I going to get paid by it? If I were this aunt motherfucker, would they put me, will I get paid on some magazines for a front page cover? Other than that, I ain't doing none of that shit. Will this aunt take me higher in life? Hell no, baby. The truth of it is it won't. It'll just make you feel better about yourself, make you feel different from other niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You wear unk, your friend, your nigga, the other niggas in your school wear a cross, and you feel like you got one up. I don't know. Just make you feel a little higher than the rest of the niggas.
Yeah, a little self-esteem booster. Your hair is more powerful. Your color is more powerful.
Yeah, just make you feel you can look down at motherfuckers and say, look at these unconscious motherfuckers. That's about all you get out of it. You don't get shit else. Nothing. You don't get an increase in your income. You don't get 3 months free rent. You don't get a brand new free car. You don't get shit. You don't get a deduction on taxes. Even Obama don't get breaks on afros and unks. Like, you don't get nothing. There's nothing that come out of it. You just get to look down at other motherfuckers, calling them unconscious. Calling, saying that they don't know thyself. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it. So, yeah, Black Achievement said ain't no safety net in that shit. Nope, nothing.
Safety net.
We call it safety net. Ain't no benefits, boo. Ain't no benefits. Look at them. Ain't no benefits. So, and I think that's why they run from it, B. Like, mama, please, you'll never catch me doing that same shit you did.
Yeah,
that shit didn't get you nowhere. Mm-hmm. Them clothes didn't get you nowhere, bitch. Yep. So there you have it. Shit. Babylon, give me a mic check if you on with us. No? Yep.
Yeah, Don, I'm okay.
Huh? How you doing?
Don, I'm doing all right. Pretty good. You know how I go. I feel a little bit under the weather, though, Don.
Talking shit. Oh, Black Achievement said, when I was in college, I dibbled and dabbled with the Nation of Islam until Farrakhan's son came to town and wanted to know why we were not married. I said, damn, I'm 19. I guess that's what did it, huh? Farrakhan's son came and asked all the men, all the young boys in college why they weren't married. That's what did it. That's why his name Black Achievement, USA. Yeah. Like something wrong, right, for you niggas not to be married at 19. Something got to be wrong with you motherfuckers. I thought you supposed to, like, get your shit together and then get married. I ain't know you ain't supposed to have shit and then go get married. Like, you know what I'm saying? I thought you was literally supposed to, you know, build a house, get the foundation sturdy, and then get your wife to move in and have family and all that shit when you have a strong foundation. I didn't know that a nigga with nothing can go to the altar. And a bitch who ain't got shit can go to the altar. Like, I don't even want my children like that. You know what I'm saying? I damn sure don't want my son like that, motherfucker. You better have the fucking world for her. You better get the world first, motherfucker, and put that shit at that bitch feet. If you can't get the world, nigga, just motherfucking fuck all of them. Literally. But don't claim them. The bitch stupid enough to fuck your know-nothing ass, then that's her problem.
Right.
The fuck your know nothing having ass, then that's on her.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Asked.
Shit. The fuck your
she
losing ass, then that's on her. Shit. Yeah. I think that black men are in a situation only because he can just get free pussy. He don't have to have responsibility.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, he don't have to go beyond the call of duty because the bitch ain't even the call of his duty.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what I want to share with my daughters. Like, you know, like, you ain't even making that motherfucker part, you know, you ain't even making him want to do more for you. Because, bitch, he knows that you got me. then, bitch, he'll never be the man for you. He already know you got a crush. Like I tell bitches, once, if a nigga know you on welfare, boo, he ain't finna do shit for you. If a nigga know that your mama got your back, he ain't got to be a man for you. I don't think motherfuckers get that shit, B.
I know they don't. They don't. They don't. Because they can look at you and say, your mama can do it.
Yeah. They don't even have to assume the position of the man. Yeah. They ain't got to because they know she got a crutch.
Right. You ain't going to be hungry. You ain't going to be homeless. You ain't going to be on the street. You ain't going to be that. You ain't going to never have that. You always can go home.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes it so easy for him. If I was a man, I would think the same goddamn way because I do and I ain't no man. I would think the same fucking way. You know how I learned that shit, real talk, and the mothership about to take off, so call in, Skype in here the next hour of the show or go to the after party. But you know when I learned that shit? My mom gave me her Section 8, right? You hear me? Until she was planning her exodus to leave my dad, right? So I was living basically rent-free in a three-bedroom house before I met my first husband, right? You hear me?
Okay.
When as soon, mind you, this he was a man in the beginning. My stupid ass, I was 20 when I married him. My stupid ass told this motherfucker that my rent was free. You
free.
Know that nigga stopped doing that shit?
Oh, no.
You know that nigga was no longer paying, taking care of fucking nothing after that?
Oh.
He had no need to. When he worked, his money was his money. I just had to start asking, can I get $2? Can I get 50 cents? Mm. Can I get a 20? Yeah. When he knew that shit, my stupid ass, and I would kick my ass for a long time after that shit, I was like, damn, I shouldn't have told that motherfucker. I should not have told that motherfucker. He no longer assumed the position as the so-called provider. Yeah. Yeah. Real talk. That's how I learned that shit. Come on in, Babylon. Your mic is open. I learned that shit just by telling the motherfucker what I was on with my mom.
What the deal is, Don? Fireliner.
You got it, baby.
Peace, Babylon.
Peace, Fight. Hey, Don, I was listening to the whole show. I heard Fight say didn't nobody want to call in, but when y'all be having the mother-daughter subject, it'd be hard for a nigga to call in.
Because it's female-female subject, I was saying.
Yeah, I ain't really have no opinion. But I did learn a lot, though. I learned not to be so soft with my daughter, though, because them some slick little chicks. After that, right, that was what she was telling me.
I just think that it's kind of stagnating, you know? I mean, it's always got to be a weak parent.
Yeah.
But I had to assume the position of both mentally and physically for my girls and my son. That's why I had to tap in that man, that real man side. Not the father side, but the man side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't want to be the mother for my daughters. I want to be that nigga to tell that bitch, I ain't doing shit for you. Go ask that nigga. Fuck I look like.
Then they'll know what it feel like. Because that's what it's going to happen. They have to ask. Then you can not ask how they own.
Yeah.
Like but everybody raised their children, it seems like everybody raised their children with the same expectations as they have. Like, okay, I went through that, so my son or my daughter can basically go through that because I had to ask somebody. I had to
come back, I can't hear you. You got 2505s on the line. Is that your wife too? Oh, not mine, they hung up. Okay. I can't hear you. Say that again. All men are not like that, says, are you addressing Babylon, Yosef? We about to take off, so y'all know the number. Are you addressing Babylon or are you addressing me? I'm trying to figure out where all men are not like that. Kimetu said, I just told my daughter to keep her financial information to herself, and I tell relatives or friends what she earns from going to school for medicine. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, you're saying all men are not like that. Like what the fuck I'm doing this shit for you? Bitch, you got a man? You mean to tell me all men are not like that? All men don't think like that? Is that what you're saying, Joseph? So that's the only thing I remember me saying. Is that what you're saying? When I said, man, I got to think like a nigga. Like, bitch, what the fuck I'm going to do that for you for? Bitch, you got a man. Yeah. Yeah. I keep telling y'all, look at men like God. So, bitch, what is your God doing for you? That's what I have to address to bitches who got a man. What is your God doing for you, boo? Come on, hurry up. You got to call now because you can't call in until the spaceship. You got to call in now before the mothership takes off. Yeah, you got to call now before the mothership. We're about to go in like 2 minutes. Anyway.
I don't understand that, Don. That mentality confuses me because I would think that a smart person, if you said to me, I don't have to pay rent, then I would say, okay, well, you know what? Then we need to be banking our money so that we can get a better house. I wouldn't say, oh, well, you don't have to pay rent. Well, that's cool. Then I don't have to do shit.
Yeah, no good nigga do, though. They think more money for them to get.
Yeah, it is more money for them, less responsibility.
Uh-huh.
It's the same way with pussy. Oh, bitch, I ain't got to do what? Oh, I can just get the pussy and I ain't got to do what? Oh, this is easy. This is easy. What, you got somebody else? Oh, goddamn, this is perfect. Like, I don't even have to assume the responsibility. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to assume the responsibility of anything. I can just get what the fuck I want. You gonna always goddamn be straight. Come on in, 505-713-626. Your mic is open.
Hello, is that me?
Yes, it's you. How you doing? This Yusuf?
Hey, what's happening?
What's
going on?
Yusuf? Welcome to the show, babe.
Just chiming in, listening to the conversation. I was just listening to you earlier. You talking about your kids and
your children.
My mother kind of had the same kind of philosophy you had, you know, and I kind of appreciate it because it made me very, very independent. Never went back home or never basically needed my parents for anything. But I wanted to talk on, about this thing. Every man is not like that. You know, some of us, you know, men, I think a lot of men want to take care of their women. I don't think a lot of men want to, you know, be dependent on, not no real man, you know, you don't want to be dependent on a woman or, you know, anything
right.
like that. You want to take care of your woman. You want to make money. I think
right.
a lot of cats out there don't know how to make money or have not been exposed to certain things. And, you know, so that ends up with them being like, you know, needing a woman as a crutch or something like that. But I don't think every guy, you know.
I never said men use them as a crutch.
Well, I mean, I know you didn't say that, but it's like, okay, you know, it's like this woman, oh, well, you ain't got, you know, you already getting your bills paid. I don't need to do nothing for you. I mean, if you're trying to really be with this woman, you know, you're going to demonstrate to her that you can take care of her. I just feel like,
yeah.
you know, at least
yeah,
most guys that I'm
breed.
Around.
Yeah, let's take off real quick. Wait a minute. We got to take off real quick, y'all. Yeah, that's a different breed. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Like, you don't really want her to call out for no one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even if she got it, you still got it. You know,
right.
that's a different breed of men. Those are the type that I like. Neff call them hardwired. Let's take off.
Well, all right. Gotcha. Citizens of the universe, recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D, light year groove. Well, all right, you hear that noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. Get down. Hit it, fellas.
Yeah.
go ahead, Yusuf. What you got now?
You know, that's all I was just chiming in. I ain't got a lot to say. It was just, you know, that I was just putting in my word. You know, when I was coming up, I remember, you know, when I first got with my wife, I was in school, and she had her own place. And, hell, I ended up taking care of her for 10 years. So, you know, I don't know if that's, true, too. About, you know, if you first meet the man, you don't have nothing or anything. I tell my daughter, like I got two daughters myself, and what I tell them is, I said, look, I don't care if the nigga is trying to be a rapper or whatever he is he's trying to do in life. When I see him, as long as he every day is striving toward what he's trying to accomplish. And if he want to be a rapper, is he going in the studio? Is he writing rhymes? Is he sending out demo tapes? Is he going to meetings? And, you know, okay, you know, if that's what you want to do, I don't have a problem with whatever you want to do. But if you are actively pursuing whatever goal in life, and you're not bullshitting with it, because I believe that anything, and I don't think it has anything to do with no education. I just think it has to do with persistence and visualization, concentration, and focus. And if you are pursuing whatever it is in and you actively are doing it every day, I tell her, okay, I'm cool with him. But if he's just sitting around talking about this or talking about that and I don't see any action behind anything that he's doing, okay, that's the man, you know. And I think a smart woman, and because you, every woman ain't going to meet no guy already got money. You know, all these cats out here who got money, it was some woman behind them, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, but we don't really want a guy that has money. We want a guy that has us. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You want,
like,
a guy that's going to be able to take care of you, though.
No, listen to what I'm saying. We don't really want a guy that has money. We want a guy that have us. Only us as his interest. That's a little bit different.
Okay,
you know
that, explain that. You're talking about,
in other words,
monogamous? Is that what you're saying?
No, listen.
Okay.
In other words, that guy knows that it's all about us. Do you understand? You know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't matter. Money doesn't make a man. That's that scum bucket list. We don't give a fuck about that. And a title doesn't make a man. And his success still doesn't make a man for us. You know what I'm saying? So We prefer, not all of us, some bitches do like the money type, but we prefer a man that have us in his best interest. Do you understand?
No, I want you to elaborate on that, because
God,
every
damn,
woman,
you still don't,
I'm going to tell you, as from my experience.
You want me to elaborate? No.
Listen, let me explain what I'm saying, because from my experience, my personal experience.
Have you been a woman? Have you ever wanted a man?
Say what?
What type of man did you want him to be?
No,
what did you want him to be for you?
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
You're going to tell me from your experience.
No.
We don't want women like that.
And then you asked me what I'm saying. I said, would you clarify for me? Then you asked me a question.
And then you chopped in.
No, I'm just trying to answer your question.
No, I didn't have a question. You wanted me to clarify.
Okay, go ahead, clarify. Go ahead, clarify.
I did, and that still wasn't good enough.
I'm
telling you that we don't want a man that have money. We don't want a man that has a job. We don't want Job. We don't want all of that. We just want a man that's for us, that we're the center of his universe. That's what we want. And if that motherfucker make money, he's doing it for me. If he's going to work, he's going to work for me. If he is thinking about anything, he's thinking what it's going to do for me. That's the man that we want.
Okay, well,
you understand?
Like,
so he could be broke, and the world, and we will still become very wealthy together. He don't even have to have a job. We could still make one. So it's like it's a little bit different when a man becomes one with the woman, rather than there's 50,000 other things that he's one with. He's one with his money. He's one with his car. He's one with his friends. He's one with his job. We don't want a nigga that's one with all that shit.
Okay, I'm going to let
That's
you get
what
through
I'm saying.
Before I talk.
Now, if you talking to one of them low-budget vibrating bitches, they would agree that, hell yeah, we want a man that already have money. I don't give a fuck whether a man have a money or not, because that still doesn't make the man right and exact for me. I done been with many men, wealthy men, that had money, and he was one with his money, but the nigga wasn't one with me. So what type of motherfucking woman would want to live like that because a nigga got everything? If he got everything, you just part of his mantelpiece.
Yeah, but the reason that men are doing that is because the women have put those expectations on them. Because as a man, okay, we start out like that. Well, okay, you know, why don't you just want me for me? You know what I'm saying? And wanting me for me a lot of times is not motherfucking good enough.
We don't
so,
want you for
wait,
you.
Man,
you're still
on,
missing
you
it.
Talk, and
you're still missing it. Listen, we
I
don't even
nothing.
Want
I
you for you.
I understand exactly
you.
What you're saying.
No, no,
exactly
no.
What,
listen,
okay.
Joseph, listen.
All right, okay.
Listen, we don't want you for you. We want you for me. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. I understand what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I don't want a
it's
man
selfish.
For him. I want a man for me. I don't
yeah,
want
right.
you because of you. I want you because of me. That's a little bit different.
Right. Okay.
That's a and different you, mindset, boo.
So, okay, so you want me for you.
Damn
now,
right.
And wanting me for you, okay, there's some, there's certain type of a characteristic that you're going to, I'm sure that you're looking for before you accept me for you, okay? There's going to be some type of quality that exists in that man that I'm sure if you are wise and intelligent woman that you're looking for you, okay? And that is what we are talking about. Usually men, the message that we get is that the message that's being transmitted is, a lot of times, I'm not saying every woman is like that, because I don't make sweeping generalizations.
Uh-huh.
And fuck that nigga out there on the message board that's saying he's a loser. Loser, low-life motherfucker. You ain't got a goddamn thing. Trust me, ain't been no goddamn one. So,
wait a minute.
Ass niggas. You be trying to come in and make a motherfucking conversation. Motherfucker
wait
come in and say,
nigga,
you don't motherfucking know me, nigga. They never made a goddamn dime and shit. He ain't been no
okay,
motherfucking
wait a minute, Joseph. Wait a minute.
Fuck you,
505, give me a mic check.
Shit.
505,
hey,
give
Don?
Me a mic check.
Hey, Don. This is Cold Talker. How are you?
Hey, Cold Talker. Welcome to the show. Give me 1 second. 843, can I get a mic check?
I say, Don, this is 843, Queen Mother 9.
Hey, Queen Mother 9. Okay, 281, my check.
That's me.
281, who is you?
It's Abraham, Don.
Okay, good. Okay, cool. Thank you, Abraham. Okay, and
yeah.
Now give me a mic check.
Is this nigga that was just about to say I'm a mom?
Damn, y'all should be quiet for a minute, man. Wait, y'all, I'll let y'all battle it out. I just give
nigga,
me a minute.
Yeah, come on the
I'm
line.
Let y'all
battle.
I'm
going to
let
say.
Y'all duke it out. Give me 1 second. I need Cold Talker first. Come on in, Cold Talker. What you got?
Hey, Don. I just have a question to ask you all. I know it's been a while since I've been on this show or not. I have a scenario that I want to share with the brain team, and I would like whoever's a part of the brain team to kind of give me some feedback, because it's having to deal with how, like, brothers say one thing, right? They say, well, a woman should be treated like this. They're like, everybody becomes an expert except for when it becomes, like, a
right.
real thing, like, to really apply it. Like, everybody has these, you know, grandiose dreams about this, that, and the other, how a woman should be treated, how a man should be treated, when the basis is just removing all gender and just treating people how one would like to be treated, minus, you know, whether it's wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, if a person proclaims, like, one thing, like let's say that he cares about a sister, or he loves her, or he wants to, you know, have her as his wife or what have
mm-hmm.
you,
mm-hmm.
but yet, you know, like undermines her, you know, and undermines her through words, you know, and like how does one justify that? Like what is the psychology of men when it comes to that? Like for instance, I'll give you an example, like. let's say if a person goes to jail, right? Let's say if a man goes to jail and the woman just works hard and hard, this and that and the other, crime, praying, this and that and the other, and then the man is, you know, calling from there, you know, I love you, this and the other, but as soon as there's freedom, then it's fuck you, bitch. Okay, so tell me, what is the psychology? What is
wrong? Okay, can I answer that question? Because I think I'm qualified to answer that question.
Why?
Because I've been through
jail.
That situation.
It's, hey, I'm qualified too. I've been a bitch day down with a nigga in
jail. You know,
jail,
but I didn't get mad at my ex-wife. And a lot of dudes don't get mad, you know, even though sometimes dudes do come out and say screw the woman or whatever when they get out and everything. But I didn't get mad at the woman or anything. I expected you, hey, just hold it down, and I don't have any
regret.
Yeah,
but she's asking what's the psychology in the opposite of what you did. Have you did that before?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay,
you know,
then we need a man that has done that, say, baby, I love you, and then be like, fuck you. And treat her like shit. That's basically what you're saying, right, Cold Talker?
I mean, I'm not finna get with no woman until I love her.
Wait a minute, let me ask Cold Talker. Is that what you're basically saying? If a man says, I love my woman, I love my wife, I love my children, but do the total opposite?
Yeah, or be more affectionate.
Nah,
like,
I had to go through.
Joseph, God damn it, let me figure out where she's going with this, honey.
Right.
Go ahead, Cold Talker.
Because I'm trying to just figure out a psychology. Like, why is it? Because to me, as I'm looking in from the, as I look at the picture of what I'm talking about, it just seems that there's a lot of lack of responsibility. You know, there's just a whole lot of lacking of. It's just so quick to just blame. But my insight may be totally incorrect because I just still have yet to figure out the psychology as to why this flip-flop happens. What is going on? Like, a person can be down and out, and as soon as they come up, it's fuck you, you know, or
yeah.
It's just whatever.
Because
or,
that's
you
what
know,
they
the
needed.
Most
they
with
needed
me and not
to,
with
they
you.
They needed you to dust it off for them and, like, biting a hand that feeds them.
That person
yeah.
was always
yeah,
like
so
that.
I just want
to
know, like, at what point is it just a person's nature, you know, like, as,
yeah.
I mean,
you have,
how
you
many
have people that are opportunists,
it?
You know what I'm saying? So if the opportunity presents themselves, they're going to seize the moment. And thus, the opportunity could be pretending to be in a loving and caring and nurturing relationship, but there's something in it for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something in it for them. I could use you. I could benefit from this situation. All I have to do is play the part. That's the psychological experience with these type of people. You know what I'm saying? You know, they will use you to get where they're going and then drop you like a bad habit. I don't need you no more. Thanks for the ride, lady.
Yeah.
You know, those are opportunities. And it's opportunities in both male and female. You know what I'm saying? Where you, like a woman would come into a relationship just because the man has the opportunity that she needs. And she will fake it all the way until she's done, until she's in a place of security. The same way that niggas do it now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then, like, when a woman stands up and says, no more, and then it's just like, well, you know, it don't matter what you say, though. It don't matter that you say no more. I'm just going to continue, you know. And instead of, like, if I say, like, okay, let's say if I'm a miserable person and I'm just miserable, just all the time, just miserable, 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 and then I'm looking at the next person and then just everything is just miserable, at what point does that person in misery take a responsibility for their own misery? You know, like, some people say prayers and then they'll, like, speak against another person in their prayers, but they never say, oh, Most High, help me, help strengthen me, you know, help make me a better person. They always say, get that person, bring them down, they're not going to be shit. You know, like, so I'm just trying to grasp that mentality, because to me, it appears very psychotic.
Yeah.
You know,
it's called hating, and that's why I was making the reference to this other cat, because real niggas do not come in and just start talking about niggas on chat room. You'll never see me.
Okay, I'll give you a chance. Wait. You get to go off on these niggas in a minute, okay, and they get to fire back. But
yeah,
come
but
on there, 843, give me my check.
That's that mentality.
Shut up and let them fucking talk, man.
Queen Mother Nine, sensitive ass nigga.
Let him talk. You
bitch ass nigga.
In a minute. You,
man.
Yeah, you saying that? You saying
no,
that?
No, I'm not saying anything. Nigga, you come see me.
Nigga,
you
a loser.
I'm not just
talking.
All this
meet me on cell block 8, motherfucker.
Shit, nigga,
I'm on the air 843. Okay, fellas, calm down. 843. Come on, Queen Mother Nine. What you got?
Please, God, I almost had to take notes from all this because now the sons of God want to argue back and forth as if they don't understand what you originally had said, what a woman wants. Seems like they're getting off subject, trying to argue amongst each other. You know what
actually,
I call them? You know what I call
see, that
them?
That was my point.
What you call them, Queen?
Hey, Don, that was my point, is that men always seem to want to insert what they want onto a woman. And I even heard Doc say the other day, you know, about a man will say, you know, woman, straighten up, cover up, and then they'll be smoking, drinking, running behind other women, but they want somebody as a front and just fronting to, you know, for their and supporting them. I mean, I think those concepts are just old now. I think those are all colonialism concepts of me, I'm man, therefore you woman, you have to hear me, and if
I'm
I don't like what
you
say,
if I can't smoke with my head covered, then it's already divorced because it ain't about me. You getting distracted. Supposed to be loving now all that of me.
Because a man will meet a woman, like, dressed a certain way, and then get with the woman and then say, well, you shouldn't dress like that. You know, and I see that there seems to be a lot of problems is men and women get in relationships thinking that, well, I can make her or I can make him my, you know, to fit me. You know, and then they just end up being resentful because they're not getting what they want out of the relationship
right. Because
they just – exerting themselves, you know,
into
through telepathy or whatever bullshit they say, on the other person and feeling resentful. Or they just mad because what they want the other person to do, they can't do themselves. They can't get up in the morning and say, Tob Sabu or good morning to their partner. So then they end up being mad at that person all day because they just mad because of the things that they can't do themselves. And this is really insane. I mean, I know that people are supposed to go crazy at the end, but this man-woman thing is just really, really insane. I just really think that everybody should just wipe all the pieces off the board because it's always having to deal with having other mates, having other women, having – I mean, this is so many distractions. I think everybody should just go for fucking broke for real and just do it. And just, you know, in Diné, there's a term in Navajo where we're from, there's a term. It's called De Engendin, you know, which means you just fucking wrote it in the ground. You just did it, you know? And I think that's what people need to do in relationships. If you're going to cuss your partner out, then just fucking do it. If you're going to hit them, then just fucking do it. If you're going to love them, just fucking do it. But just as halfway, middle, sometimes, this, I think that's just for the birds. I think it's just not going to work. I think that people, because I've been listening to the show most of the time. I don't say nothing, but I do listen. I do, but and the whole cumulative effect, you know, into now about men and women, this and that. I just think that, like I tell my son, I told him just now, I said, son, if you have to fight and argue with a woman, then you don't need to be with her. And I told our oldest son, too, Kafari. I said, Kafari, you respect all women. Every single woman you see, you respect her. And most times, the best respect you can give her is leave her alone. But men just don't seem to get it. You know, they just always seem to want to exert themselves and not, you know, and then be crying about what has been done to them afterwards, but they never take a mirror and reflect. Like, once again, let me share with you another Navajo term. It's called sho. Sho means to stop and to reflect on yourself before you start running to other people and doing other things. Reflect. But people just don't do that. They just don't have the discipline to hold the mirror up and say, sure, it's me. I'm the cause. I'm the biggest enemy in this whole thing. It's not the crack. It's not another woman. It's not another man. It's not another person. It's me. I'm going to be a god. I'm going to take responsibility for what's good, and I'm going to take responsibility for what's bad. But nobody seems to want to do that. Everybody want to be a fucking messiah, a good guy, all of everything else.
It's always somebody else's fault. Yeah. Let me get Queen Mother Nine. Queen Mother Nine, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I think I was starting to disagree until the end, so you have to don't bring the beginning of my conversation with the end, because I started off disagreeing the fact that I'm relating with my circumstances.
Okay.
My relationship, and that being said, I choose one of the titles of him being, you know, that's my husband. And for you, I'll go to what I did hear and it interests me when she brought about what she was telling her son, and I can relate because I have sons and daughters. Let me just put that on record. So when she said she was telling her son, you know, don't keep, you can, I'm paraphrasing.
Don't sit there and still argue with the woman. Just leave.
Right. I disagree with that because I have a husband has must have been told that same shit, and I can't damn argue when I want to argue. And it's supposed to be all about me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Question me of why I am arguing. Don't just sit there like a little dog on tail in between your legs or something and want to scoot off and keep focused on everything except me. You know what I'm going for as of that.
Are you married now?
Oh, of course.
Oh, my sympathy goes out to, don't you kid me. My condolences.
What's that saying, Don? If you ever want to get back at somebody, have them get married?
Yeah.
Is that one of them saying?
I don't know.
Well, I'm like, dog, I'm Lauryn Hill. I gave up my power. She's being queen.
Right. Right. Oh, shit. So basically, you like, so I was right when we say we just want you for us. We want you for us. Right. Yeah. Yeah. We want you for us. I mean, other than that, why even be a man in our life if you're not going to be the man in our life?
Why even come into my
world? Yeah, if you're not even
going to
be the man in our life and you the man in everything else, then why the fuck be the man in our life? Bye.
Exactly, because the queen is the only one that can say off with your head.
Yeah, I agree, pretty lady. Come on in, Abraham. Give me a mic check. What you got?
I'm here.
What you got?
Is Mr. Yosef still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm right here, right
can
now.
Can I say something before they
Before y'all.
I'm not going to get into it with him no more. Go on and see what you're going to say. I don't really even get into all that shit, you know.
Well, we not even
I was
get
asking
into
the chick a question, and in my opinion, how I feel about the situation, because how real niggas act, real niggas don't do that.
Ain't no situation trying to tear down no other nigga or nothing like that.
I don't do that shit. Yosef. I ain't never been like that ever since I was young.
Yosef, ain't no situation, right? Dinah's giving you something. She was explaining to you what a woman wants, how she see it. Okay? That's what she was giving you. And you
okay, let me just say this. I'm an intelligent person. I understand.
Let me finish. You're giving yourself these attributes. Let other people give them to you. You're rubbing your own ego, Yosef. But listen for a minute. I'm going to let you curse and say what you want to say because none of that shit means nothing. You're on the phone saying this. Now, if we was in front of each other, brother, you wouldn't better talk for a minute. Okay? So stop being brave on the phone. We don't need that.
Bro, Nick, you don't know me. If I was in your face, I'd be talking the same way. Trust me.
No, I don't think you're talking like you know me or some shit. You don't know me.
No, you wouldn't be talking. You wouldn't be talking.
Only
you wouldn't
thing
be
I
talking.
Got, hey, the only thing I got to say is,
okay,
hey, wait a minute,
now, come on now. Come on
what
now.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Donna,
come on,
I just,
whoa, God damn it. Nefertiti surviving the game. Lord, help me out.
The only thing I want to say is, so far it's been a great show. It's been an excellent show. A lot of gems. But I just really see now that MOYD mentality is in a lot of niggas, whether they know it or not. I'm serious. It's like deep-seated in there. Yes, the MOYD mentality, because they don't understand. They don't understand what it means to be one with their woman. They really don't.
They don't understand that.
They think that's some subservient shit to a man when that's not even the case. They don't understand that nature. They don't understand that. That MOYD got a lot of men.
That ain't MOYD. That's Scumbucket.
Oh, well, then.
The Scumbucket gave birth to the MOYD.
Yes, they are one in the same. Say that shit. They one in the same.
I just want somebody to give me a definition for what a real nigga is. I'm so sick of that term.
I know. I'm tired of hearing it too, Fire.
I'll give you a definition. I'll give you a definition if I get 2 minutes.
Hey, Fire.
I'll give you a definition. A real nigga is a person who is secure in itself. He does not depend on anybody else. He applauds the next man's success. Ever since I was little, I grew up in the hood, and I would see, like, dudes, they would have things and stuff like that. But what was never in me was jealousy, all right? I'd look at it and say, you know what? I can't wait till it's my day so I can get that or whatever. And I carried that attribute to me through my entire life, and I've always been a leader. Always been a leader my entire life. You can look, anybody want to look me up? You see, you can Google me on the Internet. There's stuff about me on the Internet. You can read articles about me and all type of shit. So I'm not just sitting here just talking, all right? I believe that's a real nigga. Nigga will take care of his family. I believe in taking care of my woman. She don't have to work. I believe in taking care of my kids, all right? In 10 motherfucking years, I never saw a bill because I would give the money to my wife, let her take care of the house and do all that shit. So that's a real dude who's going to hold it down and is going to do it. He's not just talking. He's going to back up everything he says, and he's a man of his word, and he's going to keep his word, and he don't hate on other niggas. You'll never see me on any site getting on a website talking about somebody. It's, oh, that nigga don't know what he's talking about, or this or that or anything. I'm just not that type of person. But one thing I am a nigga that, I will stand up for my own, back down off of nobody. That's
a
real man,
too. Did we
get
the definition for the man? I'm just getting back. Did we get the definition for the real man? Did I miss that?
Yeah,
no?
You missed that, Don.
Well, what was the definition of a real man? Let me take notes.
Can you read one?
Just basically, just handle your business. That's all. My mother always taught me, handle your business before your business handles you. I'm all about my business. I've owned businesses. I'm just not that type of – and neither is none of the dudes that I know. Like, my whole circle of friends prison. All of them. And these are older men. Some of these men are in their 50s.
Are we giving a testimony definition of what a real man is for Fireline's sake and all of us that's wanting to know
the definition? He's not a loser. The dude talking about a loser. All right. I don't know what you mean by loser. First of all, you don't know me.
Okay, wait a minute, Yusuf. I'm getting a definition.
Wait a minute, you're coming in and you just jumped off the phone and somebody asked me a question and I answered the question. Now you jumping in. I'm addressing this man because
Fireliners, can you come in real quick and tell me what was the question again? So hopefully we have
a
nerd on
the
line.
What is the definition of a real nigga? That was the question.
No roughnecks on the line. We need a nerd or a geek that can give us the definition of this.
Are
there any geeks in the house?
I ask for a definition of what a real nigga is, because everybody has their own definition, and that's where all this discrepancy comes from.
And they are going to have their own definitions. Everybody's going to, every man that's on this line or every nigga that call himself a real nigga is going to have their own definition. So there's no need in 50 definitions to be coming on the line because that's what's going to end up happening. It is to each his own, really.
And that's the problem. That is the crux of the problem.
Well, I can just tell you an attribute of a man, a real man.
Well, he said nigga, a real nigga.
Okay, a real nigga, real man, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there a difference between a real nigga and a real man?
Oh, man, let's not get into colloquialisms, you know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute.
Well, you know,
honey, we're trying to be nerds right now.
We okay,
we're going to
be nerds
right
okay.
now.
Let's be nerds.
Okay, we got to put on our lab coat.
I thought this was real nigga radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but this is different. Real nigga radio is all inclusive of real niggas that can
okay,
talk.
Okay, so
we're gonna
talk about real men. All right.
Okay, wait a minute. Does everybody got on their lab coat?
On white coat on.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
okay.
I do.
Are we in a science lab right now? Because we got to figure this thing out.
Got the specimen on the tray. Let's
okay,
do it.
Good. All right. Now, first of all, let me say this. Big Money Mike in the after party says, why do women try to put all men in one place? We are all different. Damn. Why do all men try to put all women in one place? They're all different. Damn. Here's okay, you're right, because definitions vary depending on who's going to do the definition, Firelines? I like to present my first hypothesis or theory on what a real man is.
Okay, Don, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to go first, okay? To me, a real man, when he takes a shit, he takes a shit for me. Okay? In other words, when he goes to work, he knows that he's doing it for me. Okay? When he cuts the grass, he's cutting it for me. When he's a teacher for my children, he's teaching my children for me. When he's everything for me, you know? When he represents himself out there in the world, he's representing himself for me. That's my definition of a real man. It's a man that is for me. Okay.
Well, I agree with that to a degree.
That's my definition.
Okay, can I, is it my turn now?
Yes.
Ditto.
Oh, ditto. You damn near scared me there.
What, Don? What Don said.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I feel that encompasses what a man, a real man is in my definition, but what I would say is for us. I would feel like I want him to put us, me and my children, as his priority. If we're not his priority and everything he wants is for us, the whole, not
right.
just me, but the whole. So that's I would say it that, you know, feel that way.
Okay. Okay. Say what, Queen Mother?
Can I add something too? To
yes.
That? Because I'll use I. Don't ever want to feel like I have to question you on where your feelings going other than on me. Feelings could be the wrong word, but you know, I don't want to feel like I have that questioning feeling or that discernment. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's gonna compromise me about that.
Mhm. Got you. So in other words, you don't ever wanna feel like you gotta question him because of some eerie feeling or some eerie action that's going on.
Right.
Right.
His actions speak louder than words. So
yeah.
therefore, if his actions have changed, then you are going to feel insecure.
Right. And Kometu
right.
said it. He said her mind must be first, because if not, she can raise hell and living in the living dead just to get back at you. So, you know, yeah, because I noticed that when I'm upset with my husband, I do raise hell. You know, when he and I can bring everything that he does not want in his life, in his life. I've done it too many times. You know what I'm saying? Like all, like the past will come and haunt his fucking ass. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like I don't want to devour you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to bring your 20 year debt at your feet. So be mindful that, you know, your hell could come right to you. Like, you, I'm the last motherfucker you want to do wrong to. I'm the last one you want to ignore. I'm the last one you want to raise your voice at, because I will bring the shit that I'm keeping away from you back to you.
That's right.
And the shit happens every fucking time. Like, they come like clockwork, his so-called hell. It comes like clockwork because I bring it to him.
Look at that bus driver incident, dog.
Let's say that's why he fly solo.
That day.
Yeah, and I hate to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really hate it. The thing that I hate to bring what the fuck I'm keeping away from my husband to him, because then I know it's in my house. But, like, she's right. Like, I mean, Kometu is right. She will wake the dead to consume the living. And, it's, and you know, like, I'll bring back a past and it'll haunt him because I'm not getting my way.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a wretched witch. Like, you know, I can erase it and I can bring it back.
Yep.
And it never fails. Every time I'm pissed off at that motherfucker, I just bring hell back to him, you know, and that shit just, it get on my fucking nerves. The witch, is the witch the right word, 50? I mean, hell yeah, because we the type of, like, a certain type of woman you looking at as a woman, but this bitch could have you to have nightmares, like.
Really?
Okay. All hell breaks loose. When my ex-husband was doing me wrong, that nigga couldn't enjoy a dollar. He couldn't enjoy a dollar. He couldn't enjoy work. He couldn't enjoy his car that he liked so much. It was so busy getting windows busted out of. And it wasn't by me. Like, everything that he put before me, just, it caused him hell. I bought hell to that bastard. Everything, because I wasn't happy, and if I ain't happy, nobody is going to be fucking happy, nobody, and niggas don't know that they are literally the key to the woman's happiness, and also the key to their own destruction.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, and you know, and I get to the point where I don't give a fuck no more. I don't care who you are, I still love you, but I want you to catch hell.
Happy
I want you to go through this shit for fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is keep me right, you know, in balance, and there will be no shit coming at you. Well, nothing. I have the power to erase all that shit from you. You can go on your life straight, but it's just I bring it to any fucking nigga when you do me wrong, when I feel like I'm not getting the attention that I need, then you ain't going to like the attention that you're going to get from your adversaries. I bring your adversaries back to you. It could all go away if you act right.
That's powerful, Dawn, because that's
the truth.
The truth.
Yeah,
if the power within.
If
he's unhappy, she's going to not only destroy him, but she can destroy the whole family.
Yeah,
that's right.
I know. That's why I'm responsible for every fucking thing that takes place in my house. I know I'm the sinner, but if I ain't right, and if anybody in my house calls this unrighteousness to come upon me, all hell is going to break loose in your life. You're responsible for what the fuck happened. Yeah, and it's really not a good thing. It's kind of like a blessing and a curse, because I'm really, damning the whole family to hell because of this one motherfucker that don't want to act right.
Right.
But see, I can get my children out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can remove them where it does not affect them. But that nigga, it's coming for you. It's coming for you. All I ask that you don't, you know what I'm saying, you whatever anger you got, you might want to put it at your adversaries. You shouldn't bring that shit to me because you went, I'll wake the dead to consume you. I bring your adversaries back at your feet. Yeah. That's why I just ask that you keep me happy. If you can't keep me happy, it's best that you go because you ain't going to like it.
Going to be miserable every time you step through the door.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to work because I know my power. I will, I know I'm a dirty bitch. I do dirty things in the dark. Like, you know what I'm saying? I do dirty things. It's like, make it all go away. Please make it go away. No. No, because you sometiming right now. You sometime, and I don't like sometime ass niggas.
It's a great
word.
Yeah,
you're talking about you ain't dirty. Oh, yes, the fuck I am. Oh, yes, I am. If I'm not happy, nigga, it's not going to get right for you. Yeah. It's not going to be right for you. Ain't nothing going to go right. Nothing. Nothing. Like, that's some real shit. That's a dirty bitch, ain't it? Ain't that what you call them dirty bitches? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because other than that, no need to be in my life. I always say this. A woman was happy before she met you, right? And if you brought more happiness upon her and you're able to keep that shit flowing like goddamn water, then everything will be fine.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, it has to flow like water. But when she finds out that she's not basically the center of attention, you got a problem there.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? When she knows that and she's demanding of your time and your focus to be back on her, yeah, then she will create your adversaries. It'll pop back up for you. Mm-hmm. You're going to be more focused trying to get yourself out of trouble, out of situations. Yeah. It's fucked up, but that's just the way I roll. And it's evil, it's wretched, but it's the fucking truth. That's why they say, thou shall not suffer, wish to live. That's why they wanted to get rid of bitches like us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And bring in that domesticated woman that would take it and 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 take it. I can't take not just one. I'm real weak when it comes to just a little thing. I get weak, and I take my weakness, and I use it, and I conjure up worse shit for that motherfucker.
Woo!
You know, just the little shit will have me to conjure up hell for him.
That's like, your magic.
I'm very sensitive. Like, you don't want to fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? That's like pissing on God. And that's why I can't find out, like, how can a man fear God and not the God that he's with? The invisible God. Like, you don't want none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because they don't know, Don. They just don't know who you are, you know. And that's why they messed up, because they don't know who you are and they don't know what role they play. And so they running around thinking that they are in control and, you know, having all these shouting matches with one another. And they missed the whole point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I remember Dr. York saying, y'all make sure y'all, before y'all go to sleep, y'all make it right with each other. Because I don't even sleep. My eyes are closed and I'm creating mischief in the dark.
That's right. So I
be creating straight mischief and this nigga's just snoring. And I'm just literally creating nothing but hell, just conjuring up shit in my fucking head. Like, nigga, you won't even be able to sleep after this.
Ooh,
you're going to be so fucked up, it's going to be hard for you to go to sleep when I finish.
Mm-hmm.
Are them sons of God listening to this?
That's just me. You know, I'm vengeful. I'm very vengeful, and you just don't want to piss me off.
Right.
It'd be the little things that does it. And it always shows, because the next day he could come home and be like, man, let me tell you, man, they came at me. I'm just like, good.
That's right.
They should, motherfucker, because you had no business coming at me. I'm going to send them. I send them. You all have a good day.
I've been called spiteful by my husband, too.
But in mine ain't never called me spiteful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because mine don't even know where it come from. He's that blind that he doesn't even see that it's all me.
I hear you.
That's just how blind a motherfucker
right.
is.
I got one too. Shit.
Yeah, he don't even see that it's all me. Yeah.
That's a hard for the swallow for
yeah.
them, but everything they want to relate to goes back to them saying their mother did this. That's why I call them sons of God or doggone fountain heads. They want everybody but me.
Yeah, like, don't hurt me.
But
don't hurt me.
That's right.
Yeah, because I'm very weak for my husband. I'm super weak for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to tread on eggshells fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm only weak for him, not even for my children.
Mm.
So he has to literally be careful and watch what the fuck he say.
That's right.
And how he say it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only one I give my heart to.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even give it to my children. That's the only one that's inside of me sexually. Are you fucking
right.
serious?
Right.
And you gonna
right.
give me, and you gonna say what you say, and you just gonna shake shit off like that? Okay.
Right.
Okay.
That's like a child then. You know what I'm saying? We have to spank them and shit.
Yeah, so that's the only thing. That's why I prefer to really be by myself and not in a relationship, because I hurt you.
That's
and I
right.
hurt the ones that you love.
That's right.
And I hurt what you love.
We
and
lie.
I bring what you don't like, what you don't want. It's not good. It's not safe. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm Woo. Wretched.
Hallelujah.
I'm evil. You know what I'm saying? I'm devious. I'm destructive. It's
all
just not safe.
That not
That's all in us.
That's
too.
What the Native Americans told the white man. White man, tread softly.
Yep.
Black man tread softly.
It's all in us. Yep.
Good show.
Yeah,
good show.
So it's just like niggas do need the average type of bitch. He gonna need that docile woman that doesn't create chaos or confusion when she don't get away. You gonna need a bitch that sit there and take that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If not, if you get a bitch kind of like that other bitch, that witch bitch, you're fucked.
Exactly.
You have to tread softly. Yeah. A man can get away with murder fucking with a regular average-ass human being, a primitive working Lucy bitch
mm-hmm.
that was made to serve you.
That's
you
right.
need one of them. You don't need a bitch that will create hell for you. You know what I'm saying? You don't need that because you would really have to tread softly. That's all I'm saying. You got to tread softly with these wretched women.
Yes.
And
yeah,
you know what, Todd? You know,
ugly.
I found that when you can get along with your man, as long as you don't feel like he's treating you or talking to you like another nigga in the street.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he starts treating you like you everybody else, that's when it's done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he can pay all the bills. He can make sure that you got a brand new car. He can do all that.
Yep,
nice
and that shit don't matter. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do all that shit. That shit
mm-hmm.
don't even matter.
Don't
what
matter.
Matters is that when he's with you or he's talking to you, you know that you are not the average nigga in the street.
Absolutely.
Period. That's it.
Yep,
because none of that shit mean nothing that he's doing.
Don't mean shit.
That's why I say it's that little small shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's that it's the little thing. It's that very tiny little shit that'll fuck it up. That'll
right.
fuck it up. Watch out.
I got two words for that. They call your name and then say please. I'm like, nigga, if you were pleased with me, we wouldn't be going through this. I hate that please shit.
What does that mean?
Like a, when they say calling your name, then saying please, that like gay ass bitch ass shit.
I don't get it.
Like you got an attitude. If your mate ever said those two words, you know he ain't for you.
I don't get it. I don't get what you're saying. The word please. I don't get it. Like when they're saying what?
Trying like the truck try to hush you up. And they call your name, then be like, please, as if they got an attitude. You know how a child would say, mommy, please? You ever had your child say, mama, please? You want to knock the hell out of them?
Uh-huh.
That's where I'm going with it. Because your man start acting or saying the same words that he knows your children pisses you off when they say it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I never had that. Yeah. But I understand what you're saying when you said to children.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that mama, please get on my fucking nerves.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that mama, please just fucks with me. So I can imagine. Yeah. So those are your two words, like, don't fucking say queen mother, please. Like, whatever. Like, if a man with you, he better not say your name and please in the same breath.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, like, he's right. Money Mike, Big Money Mike said every woman is different. Yeah, they have their point. Every man is different. I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree that, yeah, everybody has their shit. But Fireline has hit mine on the nail. Like, I don't give a fuck. A nigga can bring me the mountain. It's that little shit that'll fuck it up.
It's that
fucking needle. That needle stick, that needle kick ass. It's that needle. You know what I'm saying? Because really all, like, even I heard men say, you know, all I just want to be is happy. I just want happiness. I've never heard my husband say that he wanted to be happy. My husband always said, my concern is your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
If this was makes you happy, then that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I've heard men that demands happiness as well. You know what I'm saying? I can't relate to a man demanding happiness. I don't know nothing about it, but I've heard men or young men or boys that all look like men say that I'd be. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, you know, I wouldn't know what the fuck that means. I'm not happy. I just want to be happy.
Yeah, I never heard that either.
Yeah, but I know I've heard men express it. You know what I'm saying? But they wasn't my men.
Right.
A matter of fact, it must have been one of them bitch niggas that I had. It must have been my ex-husband that yelled that happiness shit. Does age of a man play a lot in this, Don? Depending on the woman. You know what I'm saying? I always say it depends on the woman. Because if a man is 50, he's still like a boy, you know. If he doesn't know her, he's still not grown for her.
Right,
He's not into her. He's into himself.
It's all about
know?
The woman.
Say what?
It's all about the woman. It goes right back to, it's all about her.
Yeah, it's all about a particular type of woman, though. It ain't about all women. And it's not about all so-called men. It's a particular type that they could bring you joy and they could bring you sadness and sorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all can help each other conquer the world or destroy it.
Mm.
Particular
well,
type.
Well said.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I can only speak for me in certain situations. Like, yeah, I would set the whole house on fire if I don't get my way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right,
yeah.
You can prosper together or perish.
Yeah, I would set my whole house on fire. Like, you don't want to fuck
with
me.
Fuck the whole shit down.
Yeah, all of it going
up
to hell because of you. Fuck you.
I don't care about the furniture, the house, the cars.
Yeah.
I don't care about none of that. I'll blow that whole shit up.
Home. Absolutely. All of it got to go. If you in it, all of it got to go. If you the reason, it got to go. Fireliners know what I'm talking about, man. But that's my time, y'all. And sorry, but shit, it's the goddamn truth, you know. That's just some of the shit is the truth. Some of it is bullshit. Pick and choose what you want.
But tell Yusuf it's about the worship of our women.
Thank you.
Well, I sure will tell Yusuf. His call drop, I think. But, shit, it is what it is, baby. Only thing, like, Queen Mother, myself, you know, and whoever else is in a male relationship with a man, if in a relationship, only thing we concerned about is him being right with us.
Yes.
And he may be concerned about us being right with him, but then we would lose the power and you wouldn't have a pot to piss in the window, throw it out, motherfucker.
Tell it.
Like, you got to really think about this shit. If we right with you, we'll lose everything. If you're right with us, we'll gain the world and the heavens.
Yes.
Like, it's a little bit different, you know? I could be right with my husband, but everybody would be miserable. That's the only fucked up shit about it. Everybody would be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even my children be miserable. Bitch, you too right with him. That's why we ain't got shit. That's why we struggling. Yeah, I know. So that's just what that is. But that's my time, man. Midas, come on in real quick and tell us something before we get out of here.
I approve of this message. I approve of this message. This is from a mature black deity on the male side, you know, because if the man want to be pleased, he better please that woman, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way I go. Serve her. Wake up every day looking forward to serving her and watch.
Yeah.
Watch how it roll, you know. Simple as that.
Right.
Yes,
kiss the magic dragon.
Well, there you have it, goddammit.
Serve
everybody
else,
man.
Serve
say
that
what?
Woman. I said they serve everybody else. They better serve their goddess, you know? They met the rule. All right, good show.
I just want to say
it. Yeah, I hope it helps, but I'm more concerned about my daughter. I just want to tell y'all that shit.
Yes.
I hope that bitch get it right. But, you know, I always say a nigga come a dime a dozen, but the shit that come out your pussy is forever.
There it is.
Like,
fire,
you just really
want
to get the shit to come out your pussy right. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You can destroy a man and create a man at will, but your children, man, like, fuck. It's like, fuck, just goddamn bitch get right.
Now go pop up on your daughter. I know that's a long trip, but you have to be like Superwoman in this thing.
I thought about going to see her, you know what I'm saying? And maybe one day I will, maybe I will never. Who gives a fuck? Because I'm still concerned about myself at the end of the day. But if I had to choose between her and me, it'll be me. That's my time. Love y'all. Bye.
Love you.
Yes. 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 Yes.
To get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from me. It's because contagious, because I'm the winner. No, not a loser. To be an MC is what I choose. The ladies love me. Girls adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me. Like the way that I rhyme at a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, because